Okay,
Okay.
then I start.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. This is the March 18th, 2026 meeting of the WPFW Local Station Board. I'm Kamala Harris, chair of the board, and we will have our secretary, Ellen Carter, call the roll. Ellen, go ahead.
Anita or
Yeah.
Irene? Irene? Berna?
Present.
Michael Blackfield, you said he's calling in?
He's going to be on the call shortly.
Okay, thank you. Michelle?
Present.
Thank you. Bill Curtis? Bill Curtis? Violetta?
Here.
Wanda?
Here.
Sue?
Present.
Robert? Robert? I heard him before. Oh, he's here.
His screen is there. You can come
Okay.
back to him. I can see him in the square, but go ahead.
Okay. Kamal,
I'm here.
Michael Hirsch. I saw
Here.
him. Julie.
I am here.
Juara.
He's going to be late.
Okay. David.
Here.
Ambrose.
Here.
Mariah says she will be late also.
Correct.
Junette. Junette, do you see her?
Thought I saw her.
I'll call her.
And Latrice. Latrice, has anybody heard from her?
I have not.
Okay, Thomas Chase.
Here.
All right. So Latrice, I haven't heard anything from her either. Jeanette, I haven't heard anything from her.
Yeah.
Bill Curtis, I haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything from Bill Curtis?
No. So we're short, actually. We're short one. I thought we had 11. We're at 10.
Okay.
And he won't
And
hold.
Anita Adams, I haven't heard anything from her.
No. All right. Give it a minute. I think someone was calling in. Byfield, remember, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kamal, Sue has her hand up. Kamal.
Oh, sorry. Sue, member Goodwin, you have the floor. Go ahead.
To reach quorum, what's the requirement? Because I believe I can get someone to join. He's downstairs. That would be Chip Jones.
Has to be it's got to be a member of the LSB, but thank you for offering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, he likes me. He likes it when I volunteer him for things.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Voluntold. Yes, absolutely.
Jeanette is, I just spoke to Jeanette. She's trying to call in now.
Okay. And we also need, do we have Latrice's number? I don't think we have her number. I know I don't. Remember Adams? Anybody have her number? She didn't respond. Give her a call. And
I have Latrice's number.
You do or you don't? If you have it, just give her a quick buzz or a text or something. Might have got there. Let's see. All right, remember Pinckney is joined, so that puts us. Jeanette, could you speak up just for the roll, please? When you get your audio up.
The 202 number might be a member of the LSB.
Ending in 712. Whose phone number is that? If you want to speak up, your number ending in 712.
It's me, come on.
Remember, Byfield is here, all right?
I thought so.
And remember, Pink Knee. Can I get a present, and then we can go? Jeanette? Going once. Jeanette? All right, we're good. That's 11. I have 11, Ellen. Let me give it back to you. Present are Avery Brown, Byfield, Diamond, Goodwin, Harris, Hirsch, Hewitt, Gordon, Kiasi, Lane, Tingling Clemens, Nyawi. Is that what you have?
Ellen? Yes, and I tried to get Latrice, but I wasn't able to get her.
Okay, all right. All right, let's go ahead and you all have the agenda sent out by the secretary. Any adds or subtracts from the agenda for this evening? All right, hearing none, the agenda is adopted as we have one member Hirsch, go ahead.
Yeah, we've been having trouble getting a quorum on the programming committee, and also our wonderful chair has been ill, and we're trying to figure out if she should take a leave of absence or how we would go about it. But we'd also like to invite people to join with the committee who may have not been participating before to make sure we get a quorum.
Yeah, we'll. When we get to your time to present, we will address that at that moment. So I appreciate that. Anybody want to, respond to the agenda? If not, the agenda is adopted, as presented. The minutes were sent out after the February meeting. Are there any changes to the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are adopted as presented with any necessary changes can be done at any time. All right. We have tonight, and first up is our program director. She will be absent tonight, I believe. So you have her report. I hope you were able to read it. If not, you might want to take a moment, peruse through it, and then come back with any questions for the program director. But she did say she would not be in attendance this evening. So hearing no questions live right now, let's make sure we email Ellen with any questions for the program director. All right. Thank you. Oh, all right, Ellen. Latrice Vincent is present. Thank you, Latrice.
Sure. Apologies for the delay, having some technical issues.
30 lashes. I'm just kidding. Yeah, fine. Thank you. Thank you for coming. All right. Next up is our membership coordinator report. Please mute if you're not addressing. The membership coordinator report will be given by Sataria Joyner. Sataria is here tonight. Sataria, you have the floor.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Good to see you all again. I did send it out. So I tried to make it a little more straightforward than some of the others in the past, but for the February drive, the dates were the 14th through the 27th for the actual drive itself, and the goal was $175,000. We exceeded our goal this past pledge drive. The website did over $187,000, the website and phone calls. The Cash App and PayPal did about $8,500 and combined $196,000 for the February pledge drive. That also allowed us to get about 1,551 pledges in total, and that gave us 75 new members, which is more new members than we got in December. Now, December was a week, but we got 25 new members in that 1 week. We did 2 weeks and got 75 new members. So we still were on pace to be, we still did better with that. The number of members we have from March 1st, 2025 through February 28th, 2026 was 4,801. That is down. It's down by 23 people. Unfortunately, I will send out some more information comparing more years, as we were having some issues pulling the information out of the database, but I will send you comparisons for 5 years out and 10 years out. The birthday celebration, that was February 28th. As many of you know, we try something different. We try to get sponsors for the day and get matching donations from our major donors. That netted us, that got us about $14,300. And the majority of that came in before the drive even started. So, you know, that was the effort that we did by making phone calls and reaching out to our major donors to try and get them to match. Our goal was to get $49,000 for the day. We got $43,265 for the day, which I think is pretty good, especially considering it's the first time we've put this type of effort forward. We've asked people for matching gifts, and we've asked people to, you know, before, but this was a more organized and concerted effort. And thank you to everyone who participated in those phone calls. And and thank you to Shayna. I don't think she's here this evening, but thank you to Shayna, who came up with this idea, and I think it was great. It got the major donors involved. And we didn't quite make the $49,000, but I say $43,265 for our first effort was really good. We did the celebration to begin the 50th anniversary, to begin our 50th year on March 1st at Palisades Hub. And that netted us $1,422, and 80 cents. And, so that was our net profit. our expenses were about $1,075, but our ticket sales and door and tickets, advanced ticket sales and tickets at the door, as well as I think they sold a handful of logo items there, that came up to be about $2,500. And that's it. Next pledge drive, next full pledge drive on air we have scheduled is May 3rd through the 16th. Please recognize those dates may change. We're hoping to be able to shorten our drives going forward. But right now we have it still set at 14 days, which I'm still proud of because, as many of you know, as listeners as well as programmers, that 21 days for the pledge drive was a little brutal for everyone involved. So we've got that set for just the 2 weeks, and hopefully it'll be even shorter than that. We are looking to do a fundraising day in April, but I don't know if that is set in stone as of yet, but more information about that to come. Questions?
All right. Thank you so much, Sataria. You all have heard the report from our membership coordinator, Sataria Joyner. Are there any questions for Sataria at this time? We'll take a stat. Member Avery Brown, you have the floor.
Yes, Sataria, thank you for that fine report. I'm curious, though, the $43,255 that was raised for the birthday, is that folded into the total amount that we raised for the drive, or is it separate? Is that in addition to what we raised for the drive?
That's in addition to the drive.
Oh, okay.
I take that back. About $2,000 of it is incorporated into the drive because people wanted to join the program after the drive started, and they just kind of ended up incorporated into the drive. But nearly $13,000 in advance of the pledge drive as the matching money from the major donors.
Congratulations on using those new strategies and having them yield and reap us additional funds. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody else have a question for or in regards to the membership coordinator report? I might have missed it, so I do apologize. You sent that in as a written report already, right?
Yes.
Sataria?
Okay. Yes.
Ellen, can you send that to me again? I think maybe it's in my other email or inbox.
Yeah, you probably have it, but I'll send it again. I sent it to everybody.
Okay. Thank you. Member Goodwin, you have the floor.
Yeah, this isn't a question. It's an appreciation. Sataria has made it a point to work with the news department, specifically on how we send out our newsletter of public affairs programming. And there are a number of goals we hope to reach, getting it out more on time, getting it out to more listeners. We do see this newsletter intersects with fundraising goals. And she met with us for, how long was it, Sataria? Could have been 2 hours this week.
No, and it wasn't 2 hours. It was barely an hour.
Okay.
I think at times it felt a little long.
Yeah, it was extremely helpful and a very important role for Sataria to play with us, to interact with us in that way. So it's an appreciation.
Well, I thank you for that, Sue. I appreciate it. But, you know, it benefits everyone when we all try and work together. So,
right. That's awesome. Teamwork makes the dream work. All right. Hearing nothing else, thank you, Sataria, for your report. Next up is our news director, Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin has a report. In the essence of time, we can actually save a little bit here. You have a written report from the news director, and really when we have all written reports, we can and should allow for the presenter to simply say that they have nothing further to add. The report is presented as written, and it's incumbent upon us to formulate our questions from the written report. But that's the first time I'm kind of presenting it here tonight. So for those who maybe haven't read the reports yet, let's try to make that a habit. We'll get them out, of course, by the Monday prior to the meeting, and hopefully give you about 48 hours to digest everything and then be ready on Wednesday for your questions. But that's for our next meeting. So tonight, Sue, if you have anything further to add, you can add it. But if not, we can take a series of questions. So you're up with your news director report.
Okay. And if I didn't get that in time, forgive me. But a few things I want to draw attention to, and including our work with Sitaria, is I just want to note that we did some remarkable work on the day of the invasion of Iran, and working with Katia as well, we really managed to keep WPFW on that story, and I think we really gave good coverage to it and provided our listeners with up-to-date takes on what was happening. The other thing I just want to draw attention to is Pacifica, the network, has started a Pacifica News unit. And what they're trying to do is keep this the Pacifica stations collaborating on news coverage. And one of the things that involves is having different stations, WBAI, KPFA, and WPFW, posting newscasts to a source, it's called AudioPort, that all the stations can use. So we started doing that this week. Our final newscast of the day is posted, and all the affiliates in the hundreds, as well as the main stations, can be carrying our newscast. So we're proud that we're going on that. And I think that's enough. Other than our ongoing work, I think that's enough.
All right. Thank you, Sue. You've heard the report from our news director. I'll take a stack of questions. Remember, Avery Brown, you're up.
Okay. Sue, congratulations. You all did a really phenomenal job.
Thank you.
Topical and timely on that very critical situation, the Iran invasion. Made us sound, you know, you did us proud, made us sound like a real news station here. In terms of the AudioPort strategy and collaboration, so are we going to be airing their newscasts on our air as well?
We're still navigating that. We already carry the KPFA newscasts. We can talk in more detail about this, but KPFA and WBAI post their newscasts around the same time, so I'm still figuring that out. But that's in process.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions regarding our news director report? All right. Hearing none, thank you, Sue, so much for that report.
And thank you, Verna. That means a lot to me.
All right, we have our report from our chief engineer, Mo Thomas. I'm not sure Mo is here this evening. If he is, Mo, you have the floor. I don't think so. Yeah, all right. And he didn't send anything in, correct, Ellen?
No, I didn't hear anything from him.
Okay. All right, with that, then we have next up our interim general manager, Miyuki Williams, with her report.
Hi, thank you very much, Chair. Thank you to everyone for being here. I wanted to explain just briefly. Mo was traveling the last 2 weeks, taking care of some of the other stations, so that may be why he didn't get his report in. I neglected to remind him. I appreciate the Chair allowing.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hold on. Who's on? Hold on, Miyuki. 712.
This is Michael Byfield. For the record, since the engineer report, since he wasn't there, I would just like to put for the record before Miyuki speaks, my comments.
All right. go ahead with your statement.
Okay. So, for the record, I just, the last meeting, I had, made the comment that I had been monitoring, for several months now, our reach in terms of where our terrestrial signs are being received and how it has been received. And, there has been no change. Just to refresh the memory of maybe people who were not at those meetings or have not been paying attention. My contention is there are several areas within our, you know, within a regular proximity, including Baltimore, Frederick, Maryland, areas that we typically reached on terrestrial radio that are very spotty and not consistent. And the listeners, the people that I communicate with that call in on a regular basis to me to report, have consistently said that they're not receiving the signals that the way they used to. So I just want to report that because my contention is that we may have to reevaluate that over time with the advent of different cable and different satellite data from cell phone towers. We may not have the same kind of broad bandwidth that we used to have 8, 9, 10 years ago. And if that is the case, we may have to seriously reevaluate whether to look into streaming or, you know, place more emphasis on that. So that is my point. I just want to put that for the record, for every meeting that I don't get an opportunity to discuss this with our engineer. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Member Byfield. And, my apologies, Miyuki, for the interruption. I know you're in the middle of speaking, so go ahead now. You have the floor.
No, I was just explaining that Mo was out of town, and I neglected to remind him about that, so forgive me. And I will make sure that he gets Michael's comments, and hopefully we'll address them in the next meeting. I sent out an email to everyone welcoming Robert Frazier as the new facilities manager. He's been hired as a part-time job. He is the liaison between the tower and the transmitter, as you may know. Our chief engineer lives about 2 hours away, so it was important to get somebody in who could handle both the coverage of the board and things in the studio, as well as things going on in the transmitter. Robert is acclimating himself to the job, and he's doing really, really well, and I appreciate the support. I appreciate the feedback that Michael Byfield gave in terms of our ability to hear and listen. I was going to ask LSB a favor, Michelle Tingling, Dennis Williams, Vanessa, many of you sometimes just call or text me if we're off air. I would appreciate if you all would do that. And if I don't know, come out at one point, you were going to have people listening to the air on a regular basis so that, all the different shows would be listened to all the time and just make comments or take, keep records of it. If you would reconsider that, but it's really helpful, when I have other people listening to the station and alerting us when there's a problem. We have an alarm set in so that we're aware of that too, but sometimes the alarm doesn't work and we're off either terrestrial or streaming, and it's just helpful when we get those calls. Now, I'll get a number where you can funnel that information to, but meanwhile, continue calling me as you have been in the past. I wanted to, this is my last LSB meeting as interim general manager. The interviews for the general manager are taking place this week, and hopefully by next week, someone will be announced. I wanted to thank you all very much for all the support you provided me and guidance and ideas and input. It's been really, really important. What I cannot forget is the fact that it is not a solo job. It is a, as Kamal stated earlier, the dream teamwork makes the dream work. It is the collective energy of all of you that helped us get the success that we've had. I started a year and 50 weeks ago. The bookkeeper quit when I asked her why would she write a check for $19,000 when we only had $2,000 in the bank. The only thing that helped us from having any overdrafts on that issue was the fact that I was working with the station in terms in the capacity of development And in doing so, we had a weekend scheduled for a building fund. We raised over $62,000 on that particular weekend, and we left, we lived off that for a while with the permission of the LSP, because when money is slated for specific things like the building, you're not supposed to touch it. But I went to the LSP in a closed session and said, we have no other funds other than this. They said, oh, you all said, okay, move forward, use that money to make sure the station was okay. And I was able to do that. And we've gotten to where the part where we are now. I'm going to give you a more comprehensive and detailed report later on. I was not able to get it together for today, for which I beg your forgiveness, but I just wasn't able to do that. But I did want to thank you live and in person. I wanted to thank Bill Curtis. I misspoke at one meeting. I said something, and I had to apologize to him in an email. He insisted, he called me, and he insisted that we meet in person. He drove all the way from Baltimore so we could discuss what the issue was. And I really appreciate the human and dignified way in which Bill handled that and worked with me in terms of making things okay. Some things were a little rough in the beginning, and again, you all were there to step up and pick up. As I said, the bookkeeper quit early on, 4 days into me working. Kamal Harris was the treasurer at the time, and he took a bulk of what the responsibility of that bookkeeping and work that was required to be done. He made copies, he made records, he made reports so that we could function really well. And I really appreciate that very much, Kamal. Thank you. Vanessa, Verna, my cousin, my now adopted cousin, Janice, they all worked together as well with Wayne Bruce and Robert Conrad with the relocation committee. My task when I started was to get ourselves financially straight. But I started in April. By December, we had to be out the building we were in through the work of the relocation committee and Addy as well, who was no longer on LSD. We were able to secure the facilities we are now in. We had a 2-year lease. I've been able to extend it for another 2 years for now, possibly, probably at the same price. I mean, I asked him this last week. He said he could do that. But, of course, you know, things may change by December. But right now, we're okay in terms of continuing to be able to broadcast strong and do other things. So, again, I wanted to thank the efforts of you all and the work that you did to make sure we're, you know, that WPFW can remain strong. And that's the only way we can continue to grow is by virtue of the fact that we put away our personal issues and differences and really try to focus on the big picture of keeping WPFW vital. And so I thank all of you who helped us in that effort. Again, I'll send out something more extensive later on. Meanwhile, between now and every day, if you all could please just, you know, tell a friend about WPFW, continue to grow, because Satari's report was very positive, and Tom will have some more good news for us. But there's still such a huge capacity and need for WPFW to grow more. We're 50 years old, and we should have more substantial things developed. I also want to end on an apology. Today they are having a program to honor Dr. Bernice Johnson-Regan. And she was very important to me, so I'm actually here at the Smithsonian, and the program started at 7. I thought I could slip out, but because we started a little late, I'm a little behind. I'm willing to stay for a few questions, but after that, I'm going to disappear. So please forgive me for that on my last LSD meeting to shortchange you all. But again, I will send out a comprehensive, detailed report, overall report to everybody. The main thing is I didn't want to cancel out the meeting because I want to tell you personally and as a group, thank you, thank you, thank you very much for all that you've done to make my tenure possible.
All right. Thank you so much for that. I know you're in the middle of trying to attend that ceremony. So really quickly, if there's anything, if not, Miyuki has promised us a detailed report. And, of course, any questions you have, we can always submit them to the secretary for forwarding to Miyuki. Miyuki, thank you for all that you have done. Your last rodeo here with the local station board, and so we truly appreciate you being I don't know if you ever missed one, and that's a phenomenal feat given all the other commitments that a general manager has you know, throughout your day. Obviously, throughout the tenure you've been here. So thank you so much. And, of course, you're not going anywhere. Just stepping out of the seat, but you'll be close by, and I'm sure we'll be able to bug you on other matters. Member Byfield, you have something quickly.
Yes. Am I? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead. You got it.
Yeah. I know I've been a stickler for a lot of things. But that I still want to express my deep appreciation for the work that Miyuki has put in and is continuing to put in. Especially her consistency on the fund drive in every sport and just 80 to 90% of the programmer. I know that's hard work and it is not lost on me, and I'm quite sure a lot of other people.
Michael, thank you very much, and thank you very much for being a stickler and keeping me honest. Thank you very much for seeing us at the pulp, that the awards at the Festival Center a couple months ago, and taking a picture with Tia, and making sure that we all know that we just remember that we're all on the same team. All we care about is WPFW and WPFW succeeding. So thank you very much. I appreciate your input, and I appreciate you working with you.
And
yes, Kamal, you're right. I have not missed any meetings.
You haven't, yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to miss this one a little.
Remember Hirsch, and then we'll close out from this report. Go ahead.
I have a quick motion. I'd like us to recognize and voice our appreciation as an LSB for Miyuki and all of her hard work that she's done for our station.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate your positivity on a consistent basis. Thank you so much.
I second that if it needs to be second.
I don't think there's any opposition, so we'll say pass unanimous. And yes, with all due recognition to the work done by Miyuki. Thank you. Thank you. One more. Member Goodwin.
Yeah, I just want to say, when you're in a job like Miyuki has held, she's undergoing a lot of stress. A lot of, every day there's 10, 20, 30 things that need to be done. And one of the things I've noticed is she doesn't convey that stress. She conveys calm and a sort of moderated way of working. And I appreciate that.
Righty. Thank you so much for those words.
Appreciate Thank you that. Very much, Sue. And that's why she is now the permanent news director of WTF.
And thank you.
All right. Thank you, Miyuki. Go enjoy that ceremony for our dearly beloved. Rest in paradise, Dr. Regan.
Thank you very, very much. Any questions, you have my email. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Chair. I really, really appreciate it. So I'm going to go run in because I'm late.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. Member Diamond, is that a no on your square there? What's going on?
What happened?
I don't know. You've got a big X up there, and it's throwing me off as if.
Oh, I did nothing. I'm
as if this is tic-tac-toe or something.
Oh, okay. No, not
check,
me.
Check your, what do you call it? Check your, reactions. I think you've got a, anyway, you might be able to figure it out. Check your reactions though. All right. Thank you for that. We now have our finance committee report, from Tom Chase. Tom is here. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
Yeah, I just asked to share the screen if you want me to pop that up, or you could pop the report up. But
you're good to go.
I sent the report, and yeah, so let me just, whoops, share. And here we are. Back here. Okay, so overall, for this point in the fiscal year, at the end of February, we are positive net revenue, $250,000. But we expected to be about $271,000 at this point in the year. So, yeah, that's, you know, not horrible, but we're also projecting by the end of the year to be ahead of budget, by about 30,000 dollars. So that's sort of the big picture for the month of February in particular. In the report, because we're on a cash basis, we hit actual revenue budget number, which is about $168,000. And Satari had mentioned we had the very strong fund drive. Because the last day of the fund drive was Saturday, February 28th, that was the 49th, thousand, you know, fundraising day. Most of that money ended up being posted, the 1st of March. So, we actually had an additional 30,000. Let me show, yeah, so for February, we came in at 165,000 total in revenue. Our budget was 168,000, again, based on last year, 3% over last year. But we, 30,000 came in on March 1st. So I've got that in March's number, as an addition to what, you know, we were expecting in March, which is not a fundraising month. So we were looking at about 44,000. And right now we're actually currently about at 55,000-60,000. So, you know, we're in good shape again. We're 30,000 essentially above budget for February, but it just flows over there into March. Expenses, nothing out of the ordinary there. So again, we're looking very good, projecting towards the end of the year. We have, Miyuki didn't mention it, but I believe the contract with, Diverse City Fund has been signed for $25,000. And we should see that in March. But that money hasn't hit the bank account yet. Yeah. The last thing I would just say again, in reflecting on sort of the past, and, you know, trying to make up for some lost progress. You know, this table is chart has been in the back. It's our financial history. And, you know, I'd gone back to 2011 and, you know, we're projecting revenue this year that's identical without inflation, you know, essentially for the year, 1.6 million. And I looked at it and I wasn't quite able to get it to present to you, but if you're interested, I can finish it up for next time. But I, you know, just did an inflation adjustment on the numbers and what would our revenue be this year if we kept up with inflation and otherwise, you know, no increase. And it would be about 2.4 million. So we're down about 800,000. In inflation adjusted dollars from where we were in 2011 in 15 years. So most of that inflation was since COVID. But you know, you can kind of see here, even after 2011 in nominal terms, we were going down and it kind of lines up with administrations. It's like, but anyway, we could talk about that later, but just again, to give you a sense of what the gap is, just to get back to an inflation adjusted baseline of 2011, we need another $800,000. That's my report, so, Chair.
Oh, excellent nuggets. Thank you, Tom, for that. You all have heard the finance report from Tom Chase. I'll take a stack at this time. I see your hand, Member Byfield.
I think that might be a legacy hand.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. It is Michael. Is. Go ahead, Michael.
Am I on? Okay.
Yeah.
Question. Have we received any requests yet? I hear the ads on a regular basis.
The question is, has the station received any bequests from from members?
Bequest?
Those are the ones that people write,
in their will.
Dollar amount in their will. Yeah.
you know, Art would know the answer and he's not here. I don't think so yet, but you know, we can't count on that money. So I don't know. I will only follow the cash. but there may be one, but not probably more than that. And Art would know the answer. We could forward that question.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll forward it to Member Hyland. Go ahead.
And the same question I had last meeting. Are we on target for the projected amount? I think you said it was 1.6.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Member Tingling Clemens, you have the floor.
Sorry. I just wanted to say, I actually find these reports very useful, in part because they sound like they're in English. But I also wonder, like, how long will we have the benefit of these reports with the changes underway?
I'll take that one. I mean, as long as, we're functioning as a local station board, you know, my hope is that, we are not preempted in any way, shape or form to understanding how our money is, being used and the progress that the organization is making, under the stewardship of the current management. So I don't see any impedance on what we're doing, if that's your question.
Okay. I wasn't sure that we would continue to have access to our financial information. I mean, that's that question. Okay.
No. We're not going to go down that route. Hopefully so.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Member Niao Wei, you have the floor.
Oh, I can't unmute.
You did.
Okay.
You're good.
I was just looking at the financial history, graph, and I was just curious if anybody had any idea why there was this dip around 2015, 2016, both revenue and budget went down and then it came back up. But I was just wondering if there was anything happening that might explain that.
I do not have that far back historical knowledge, so mm-hmm. I'd have to defer to, gosh, who's here with some institutional knowledge? Maybe remember Avery Brown? I'm sorry,
I interrupted you. Come on.
No.
I said Member Williams, Dennis. He might.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point. Member Williams, do you have any insight as to why maybe there was a dip there in the about 10 years ago now in terms of revenue and what was happening?
And then, before my time.
That was before your time as well? Okay. Why don't you asked a, you got everybody stumped.
Yeah, just curious, you know, it's kind of remarkable looking at the graph.
Yeah. There had to be some sort of impact there in the environment. Mm-hmm. Something with the markets, who knows? But none of us at this table have that institutional knowledge, unfortunately.
Okay, no problem. Thanks.
No, thank you for the question. Anything else for the finance report? Tom, just for the record, my standard question, you know, is there a report from the national board coming that will give us the consolidated numbers for Pacifica at this point? Anything coming from them?
I haven't seen an update since we saw the draft.
Okay. All right. Very well. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate the time and the information. We are early, which is good. 7:29 right now. So, with permission from you all to move forward, after community comment is our community outreach committee report. Any objection to continuing to move forward in the agenda with community outreach report? All right. Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, I forgot to ask you how much time you want to allow for response. I mean, it hasn't been a problem yet, but just so I'll know.
Yeah. So 2 minutes, for okay. All these committee reporting. And then when we start community comment, they get 3 minutes up front and then they can come back for another. So
okay.
2 and 3. Member Diamond, you have the floor.
Good evening, everybody. Hopefully everybody received our, written report. We're going to be 1 month behind as it, you know, normally is. And so you have the February report. We have nothing more to add. We're still discussing, our usual stuff, the newsletter, planning for the 5K, looking forward to having our next town hall meeting. And, of course, wanting more participation from the LSB. But, that's about it. Nothing to add to the report.
All right. You've heard the, report from the Community Outreach Committee. Any questions? Member Kiyasi, you have the floor.
Yes, I wanted to know when the, has the date of the town hall been established?
We're looking at, some places, and we're trying to plan for May. And hopefully okay. We'll have that, tied down.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. No, I'm sorry, June. We're looking at June 6th, 13th, and 27th. Yep.
All right. I think we have enough time. We can do this now, before we get to community comment. It'll save us on some new business. So again, with your permission, there is a motion that I have, and I'll share with you all on the screen here concerning the outreach committee participation. All right. So let me go ahead and pull that up and I'll read it back to you, and I want to offer this as a motion and hopefully we'll get a second. All right. Can you all see that, hopefully?
Yep. All right.
Great. So outreach committee motion to participate. Whereas the Pacifica National Board, PNB, has voted to change the bylaws of the foundation and thus altering the role and responsibilities of the local station board, LSB. Whereas the LSB under Article 4, Section 1 of the 2025 bylaws is to, quote, function similarly to a community advisory board, and under Article 7, Section 3B is, quote, to assist in station fundraising activities, including off-air membership recruitment for the station. And Section 3 is, quote, to actively reach out to underrepresented communities to help the station serve a diversity of all races, creeds, colors, and nations, classes, genders, and sexual orientations, and ages, and to help build collaborative relations with organizations working for similar purposes. Whereas the activities of the WPFW LSB Outreach Committee currently align with the above referenced articles from the 2025 bylaws. Therefore, each member of the WPFW LSB must attend a minimum of 6 meetings of the WPFW LSB Outreach Committee annually and participate in a minimum of 1 Outreach Committee event, excluding LSB town halls. So that is a motion, and I'll motivate, since I wrote it. The motivation for this is that with the changing climate and what we're being asked to do as a board is now moving much more closely to what it means to be in the community and be an outreach for the organization. You heard some of the membership numbers earlier from our membership coordinator. Those who are actual members of the WPFW family have dropped. Yes, we made our goals, but our goals have also come down, our targets, in terms of what we want to raise. These are challenging times for sure. But I think with some effort and a little bit more, you know, boots on the ground, so to speak, we can make up, some of the losses. And I think with this motion, it allows at least to be put in front of our faces, what we're talking about in terms of a commitment, from each member. There really are only 2 committees, currently functioning, for the local station board right now. The third one, we're kind of getting away with it in terms of the finance committee. You could argue that one way or the other, but essentially the one that's really the one that's kind of driving what it means to be, participating on the board is this outreach committee. So, that's my motivation for this motion, and I'd like to bring it to you now for consideration.
Seconded.
It's been seconded by member Hirsch. All right, I'll take a stack and any discussion. Anybody want to support the motion? Anybody in support of the motion? I see your hand, member Hirsch. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that it makes
sense. How much time, Kamau? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine. How much time, Kamau? Please.
2 minutes.
Okay. My apologies.
Yeah, I seconded the motion, and I second with the chairman what you've said, Mr. Chairman. This is a time for us to roll up our sleeves. We're going to be coping with new bylaws, new challenges, new difficulties, and also it's incumbent on us to reach out for new opportunities and new ways of building and strengthening our station. And I think that this provides a framework for us moving forward, for us to all get on board. And we've talked about how teamwork makes the dream work. And I think that this exemplifies that motto. And so I second the motion, and I strongly support it.
Thank you, Member Hirsch. Member Ling, you have the floor. Are you supporting or opposing the motion?
I'm gonna seek understanding of the motion before I make a decision.
Okay, go ahead.
So in addition to the LSB meetings, you're asking us to participate in the, community outreach committee?
Yes.
And that, you have to make a minimum of 6 of those meetings per year when there are 12. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And the LSB, when the changes come, is going to be like a community advisory board?
That's what the article says. I believe that is Article 4, Section 1. Quote, function similarly to a community advisory board. That's what the 2025 bylaws suggest.
So the reason I'm raising this is because, you know, many of us have been on boards, and this is a very unique situation where we are considered advisory, yet at the same time, required to raise money. Usually when you are a board member, there are some boards that require board members either individually or as a whole to raise money. But we're only advisory, and we're still required to raise money, which really indicates that their formula for raising money outside of the LSB is unsolved. They haven't solved that issue. So they're not bringing on a general manager that's going to do development. They're not saying that the bulk of fundraising has to be done by a development director, whether or not that is on the National Pacifica Board or whether or not that is an employee of WPFW. And so it puts an extra burden on the LSB while the LSB remains powerless. So I'm just raising an objection to that formula, to that setup, because we're doing their work.
Yeah.
They're excluding us while they are doing their work. Now, in terms of the requirement to be on the outreach committee, I probably would support it, but Kamal, you know how much work I do.
Sure.
And so adding a second meeting per month is already hard for some of us, maybe not all of us. I can support. I don't want to go over my 2 minutes, Robert.
Got 5 seconds.
Having made my statement,
yeah,
I can support the motion.
Okay. All right. All right. There's a couple of different points there. Appreciate it. Anybody else want to discuss the motion on the floor? Member Byfield, is that, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, I would.
Great, you have the floor.
Thank you, Brother Osborne, for your comment and to reiterate, which I, several months ago, you brought this point up, which is very pertinent. We're being disempowered and asked to raise funds. In light of all of that, to make, not to overspend my time, with respect to Robert, I'm gonna recommend, a shorter, mandatory time as opposed to 6 meetings and, maybe 4 meetings. Instead of 6.
So are you offering an amendment to the motion of cutting the required time?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor offered by Member Byfield to change the motion from a 6-meeting minimum to a 4-meeting minimum. Is there any support for that motion?
A second.
Seconded by Member Lane. Any discussion on the subsequent motion? Member Tingling Clemens, your hand is up. Oh, I'm sorry. Member Byfield, do you want to motivate that, or do you have a motivation for your change from 6 to 4?
I fully support it. I'm just making the amendment for 4.
Okay. Any discussion on the amendment? Member Tingling Clemens?
Well, this question relates to it. It wasn't specifically to this, friendly amendment.
Yeah, let's handle the amendment first. Right. You're just speaking to the larger main motion. Yes. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yes.
All right. 1 second
No, I have a question.
Oh, yeah. What's your question? Go ahead.
My question is, does this have an impact on the requirement that we're supposed to participate in at least two committees a month?
Yes and no. Given that there's three committees, if you're already on two, the chances of you being on this one are probably really high. Since I'm on, I usually go to all of them. I rarely see anybody at finance. So it's either programming or outreach most folks are on. So it may not impact very many members who are already attending the outreach meeting. For those who are not on two committees, it may add an extra burden. So if that's your question, I'm trying to answer it in full, but it does not change what we were asking every member to do upon joining the board, which is participate in two committees.
Thank you.
We're just trying to suggest that the outreach committee be one of them. All right. So the amendment is from 6 to 4. Go ahead, Member A.V. Brown. You speaking to that? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Chairman, your motion suggests six week participation. And I'm sure there was a reason for that specific number. What impact would it have on that reasoning if we amended to 4 meetings, if any? If any impact?
You know, the months go by pretty quickly. So to me, having the opportunity to get to 4 is probably much more likely. Given the fact that, folks have different schedules. So it's just a more obtainable number. I think for the chair, I won't speak for the chair, Member Diamond, but Member Diamond, I think is, it's a little more difficult when people are kind of hopping in and out of the meeting. So making the requirement a little higher at least gives us or gives that committee a more consistent participation. That's all. So to answer your question directly, there is an impact on it being that it'll be a less consistent meeting number when you reduce it from 6 to 4.
But initially you said that in the climate that we are about to enter under these new bylaws, that it would make sense for us to do this. So that's really the impetus of my question. By reducing it, is that going to have an effect on that situation?
Remember, yes, the whole bylaws thing actually reduces, if we're on the same track for 2025 bylaws, the actual number of LSB members comes way down from this 24 number, down to like 13. So, in and of itself, having outreach becomes much more hard, much more difficult on the board with fewer people. So that I don't think this motion really is an issue. I just think sheer numbers are going to make it more difficult for the board to function in an outreach capacity, without cultivating, some outside membership or some other folk, who would like to volunteer. But at least with this number, we would have at this point, with the 20 some odd members we have, at least we'd have a solid group participating on that committee and making it a little more light work with the more hands we have. So.
So the committee participation will exist outside of the new bylaws.
Yes. The outreach committee can do, under the new bylaws can have X amount of people, and all those people can be volunteers from the community. They do not have to be board members. As currently is happening, her committee, Member Diamond's committee, has folk from the community volunteering. It'll just be a larger piece, potentially, of the community volunteering as opposed to board members participating.
Okay, and then a final question, and then I'll shut up. So what exactly does this committee, is it tasked to do? You just get new members?
No. So remember, the initial, under what we used to do, or what the other old bylaws had us do, there were at least two town halls. That was a big function for that committee, was making sure that we had two town halls where we would ask all of our local membership to come together and we would report out on what was happening within WPFW, what the local station board was doing. And then, of course, we asked management to come to those town halls and present to the public as well. Beyond that, there were some kind of signature activities. I wasn't around for the U Street Festival. There's also, of course, the 5K walk run. These are all kind of fundraising activities that come into play. So what the 2025 bylaws are asking of the local station boards is to do what the outreach committee is already doing. What the motion asks is that everybody participate in what the outreach committee is doing, not just a few members and volunteers.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem. Member Kiyasi, you have the floor.
What happens if somebody doesn't go to the six meetings? What's the, you know, if it says required, are they then dropped from the LSB?
No, I don't think there's any, there's no penalty associated with the motion.
Okay, so you basically, it's kind of like you're saying that we're requesting that you attend, but we're not making it mandatory.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, remember Kiyasi, I appreciate the question. It's more of all of us kind of policing ourselves. You know, if we're going to agree tonight, or I mean, we don't have to, but if we say we do agree that we're all going to be there at least 4 to 6 times a year, then we'll have, you know, roll call and we'll say, hey, you know, you've missed 4 meetings. We need you at the next one, or, you know, so on and so forth. So it'd be an internal kind of policing. You know, currently there aren't any real violations. There's only a handful that really get you removed from the board, completely. But I know what you're saying. There is no stick in terms of what the motion has. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Thank you. Hold on, Member Lane. Anybody else before I go to the question? All right, Member Lane, and then we'll have a question on the friendly amendment. Go ahead.
Yes, is Kamal, is there any reasonable chance that the current outreach committee has a relationship with management? Okay, in other words, ideas flow out of the outreach committee and they are adopted or implemented and accepted by management. Is there any reasonable concern as to whether or not that relationship would change with new management? I mean, do they even have to listen to the outreach committee? Do they have to implement the ideas coming out of the outreach committee? And really, there's no penalty for that.
If I'm to believe that we're governed by a set of bylaws, those current bylaws do not obligate management in any way to have to interact with the local station board. They're not compelled as a management of the station to work with the local station board under the 2025 bylaws.
And then that includes the outreach committee.
Correct. Any committee, anything LSB. There's no requirement that management participate or interact with the local station board.
Okay. In your experience, is there a demeanor that is, that you may think is forthcoming that, where that sentiment is present?
You're asking me to make an assumption. I felt the culture, of the organization was much more transparent under current leadership, and that right. there was a spirit of, you know, kind of working together. I don't know what that looks like under new leadership without knowing who the new leader is. So, you know, I'd have to say more to come.
Okay. And okay. I'm thinking more from Pacifica than from the new leader.
Yeah. I mean, you can just see how the bylaws are written. You know, I won't speculate on anybody what, you know, what they were trying to do there, but it does appear that there's a kind of, you know, hey, LSB, you know, stand by, stand down kind of thing. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You like that one?
Stand by and stand down.
Yeah, come out.
You got it.
Let's keep going. Keep going.
All right. Anything else? All right. There's an amendment to go from 6 to 4. Do we want to accept that friendly amendment? Any opposition to that? All right. Hearing none, we'll replace the 6 minimum with 4. Brings us to the main motion, which now reads, therefore, each member of the WPFW LSB must attend a minimum of 4 meetings of the WPFW LSB Outreach Committee annually and participate in a minimum of 1 Outreach Committee event, excluding LSB town halls. All right. We have a second for that motion. Any opposition?
Yeah, I have opposition.
Sure, go ahead.
No, I really think that it's not necessary. I think that people can be encouraged to participate with the outreach committee. But I assume that you want these people also to be members of the outreach committee. Maybe that's not clear, but I think that we can encourage people to do things, but I think to make it mandatory, I don't think it's necessary.
Gotcha. All right. Anybody else? If not, we'll call the roll. Since we have member Chiasi is opposed, so we want to make sure we get an opportunity to vote. All right. We have 3 minutes. Ellen, can you get through it?
Yes.
So go ahead and call the roll. The motion on the floor is a minimum of 4 meetings. Each member must participate in 4 meetings of the outreach committee annually. Go ahead.
Verna, can she hear me?
I can hear you. Can you, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the motion? I was distracted. I'm sorry.
Therefore, each member of the WPFW LSB must attend a minimum of 4 meetings of the WPFW LSB Outreach Committee annually and participate in a minimum of 1 Outreach Committee event, excluding LSB town halls.
Okay, I support that.
So, yes.
Yes.
Okay, Michelle? I'm sorry, Michael Byfield.
Yes.
Hold on, Ellen. Michelle. Sorry. Go ahead, finish up. Member Benton, I'll come to you afterwards. Go ahead, finish
up. Michelle?
Yes. Violetta?
Yes.
Wanda?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Michael Hirsch?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Juara? Is he here?
No.
So he's absent?
Yeah, I don't see him. He didn't come in.
Okay. Arthur is absent. David?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Mariah, did she come?
Yeah, she was here. I think she stepped away. She might have stepped away. She was here.
She's absent for this vote.
Correct.
Ron is absent. Junette? She was here, wasn't she?
Yeah. Keep it moving.
Okay. Minerva's absent. Latrice?
At this point, I would have to abstain. I don't have full information. I do have a couple of questions.
Okay. Okay. Did Jeanette come back or no? You don't see her?
No.
Okay. All right. So there's so far one no. One abstention and 9 yeses.
All right. Sounds good. I'll vote yes. And
okay. So that's 10 yeses.
All right. So motion carries. All right. So we'll get that out to everybody. So I have a copy. Remember, Vincent. Make sure before we start the roll, I didn't hear you. Just cut me off. I know your hand was up. I didn't see it till late. You know, just go ahead and speak up because we don't want anyone to be ignorant of what the vote is going into it. Okay.
Understood. Got it.
All right. So even if I don't see it, you know, yell, you know, stop us before Ellen starts. That way we can, properly address any questions. All right. Thank you all. All right. Community comment. We are open, for anyone in the community.
Before we go there, can I ask my questions?
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So I haven't yet had an opportunity to look over the bylaws and I see a comment in the chat. We should not be acknowledging the legitimacy of the so-called 25 bylaws. So I wondered if that would be addressed. And then, what is the function of the community advisory board versus the local station board?
Ooh. Duly noted. Those are deep ones. Give us time on the backside. I think we are going to pick up some time. I think in a minute before or right after community comment, I'll write those down and I'll make sure to answer those. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Community comment. We are open for anyone in the community who would like to come up. We have 3 minutes to address your favorite community radio station. Jazz and Justice Radio. Anyone who would like to speak, go ahead and Ellen, you have a question quickly?
Oh, no, I just wanted to tell Latrice that I sent her an email responding to her questions about the proposed bylaws, what the bylaws are and all of that. So if she looks at that and then she could.
Okay, I did receive that, Ellen. I'm just now seeing that as I've joined the meeting, so I haven't had time to, you know, dedicate to perusing or reviewing those documents, but I will do so.
All right. Who has the floor? We have We have Foreman has her hand up, and then we have Thomas, and we'll go in that order. So welcome, Elena Elizabeth Foreman. You have the floor. 3 minutes for you.
Hi, this is Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. I'm on the WBAI local station board, and I wanted to object to dignifying the so-called 2025 bylaws, which reduce the local station board to a cab. You know, that's what they say they do. To dignify them with a motion to conform with them. Why not all resign if the local station board is no longer going to exist in a meaningful manner?
Thank you. Do appreciate that. Is anybody else who would like to comment? Member, Thomas, Michelle Thomas, I think you had your hand, right?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. I just want to say that, the radio station is very important, to the community and, but it has to be much stronger. We all have to do more in order to increase membership. The fact that people don't have radios, it's going to be very important for the app to move forward and to engage more community. I attended the 5K run, and that is very underwhelming in terms of numbers of people and representation of the potential of the community. So as a member, I will volunteer to help an outreach going forward. The other thing that I just wanted to mention is it was very challenging, I thought, the time frame from the winter fund drive, you know, in 2025 to the winter fund drive of 2026, that was a very short interval of time. And the mechanism of the matching fund was incomprehensible to me. And there was a mechanism in the on the website to add to that $49,000. But it was very awkward, and when I figured out how that would happen, you could only add to it in increments of $49. So I just thought it was, you know, kind of, you know, I'm glad there were people who had that money. I just decided to just, you know, contribute during the drive and during different periods to help push that matching fund to work. That's all I have to say.
No, thank you for that. I really appreciate those words. Anybody else who would like to come forward from the community?
Yes.
Yeah, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. First of all, I wanted to say that I didn't realize until this evening that Miyuki, apparently, from what I heard, is not going to continue as manager. And I sometimes have had differences. My name is Star from DC, by the way. I mean, I've had some differences with Miyuki and some choices. However, I have always thought she had just this exemplary in her commitment to the station, very articulate spokesperson and really well prepared. And you knew that somebody who was, you know, really cared about the station was a steward and a really capable one. And, you know, I just wanted to add my voice to her, the applause that she received earlier. Secondly, I really enjoyed the programming that was done for International Women's Day. As old as I am and a feminist, I knew women, perform protest music, I honestly didn't know how much music there was where they specifically addressed women's issues. It was kind of a revelation, and I just really enjoyed the whole day. I gave up some things that I was going to do to stay and listen. Thirdly, I'm still very, very concerned about there not being enough coverage politically of all positions at the station. There is still a tendency for most of the programming to be just slightly left of the Democratic Party center. And that's not to the left of the Democratic Party. It's within the Democratic Party center. I know that Amy Goodman, for instance, repeatedly is making negative references about Russia, and as though Putin is not put on the defensive by much that NATO has done. And you don't have to think he's a hero or approve of a given administration, but they're behaving logically. And I think that Hambros Lane Jr. raised, and I've raised, that there's just this whole world of, you know, podcasts that younger people are gravitating towards, and almost all of them are not, you know, they're very clear about the fact that the U.S. has global plans to get into China and Russia. And that's just not, some of the programmers are covering it, but not enough. And if people who listen to the station are only hearing it on the weekend, it's really inadequate coverage. And I think that we're really failing to attract a lot of younger people who are becoming more and more politicized. We're just bypassing them. And I know that Sue Goodman commented that she was verifying or whether she was aware of many several different sources, but I said that might be within a certain range because I think some of the things are still kind of shocking. I remember that, you know, at one point, I think this was about a month ago, on a Friday morning, she did, there was some coverage of the situation in Venezuela, and it was mentioned that oil was really the chief motive of the U.S. going in there, which is not quite an adequate thing. This was on just a brief news flash, but it just was added as a detail.
That's 3 minutes. That's 3 minutes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, well, could I have another go around just to finish the thought, if there's time?
You're muted, Kamau.
Go ahead and finish up, Star. Yeah, sorry about that. Go ahead and finish up.
Okay, it was just that the detail was added that the new Venezuelan president took money from the CIA. And these are the only two details presented. What? and it was a distortion of what had, you know, happened. That's a kind of complicated situation. You just don't throw in a detail. Those two facts are the only thing that somebody turning the station, you know, looking for a radio station at the top of the hour are going to hear. That's just unconscionable. And I just think that there needs to be more coverage of, the station is not a lying organization, but there just needs to be far more awareness on the part of the people making decisions politically about the programming of all of the, you know, the coverage that isn't being done, but that is by the station, but that is being done by these podcasts, many of them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Call in user one. You have the floor. you're muted. Call in user one, but you have the floor. 3 minutes.
Ah, sorry about that. This is Serene calling from New York. I'm on the WBI-LSB. I'm on the PNB. I wanted to welcome new members. I'm hearing new voices. And welcome the old heads, too. A few things I wanted to share. By the way, tomorrow night is the PNB Governance Committee. That is supposed to be the Rules Committee, although the things that have come out of governance have not necessarily been good for the foundation. Your fellow sister board member, Julie Hewitt, is the chair of the governance committee, so perhaps she has already reminded you all in writing that you can listen to the stream tomorrow night at kpftx.org. It's kind of important what's happening there. It is the place from which motions are coming with regard, especially to the new bylaws, which some people not so affectionately refer to as the Frankenstein bylaws, since it is a combination of the bylaws which were properly approved in 2020 and the 2025 bylaws, which, in the failed New Day referendum of 2020, what year was that, 21? Losing track of time here. No member voted for an amalgam of those two, amalgamation of the two sets of bylaws. The PNB made four people. They created a team to go negotiate with New Day. It's basically New Day negotiating with New Day. I think the term collusive has been used more than once, and there is a lawsuit, in fact, challenging both the process and the content, but absolutely the process by which these bylaws were secretly voted in. For those of you who were around in the 1990s, and especially the late 1990s, when we had an upheaval of the membership demanding that our signals not be sold, that we not be sold out to the Democratic Party interests. And we had a number of lawsuits which culminated in a real settlement of the parties, a settlement that was pursuant to the existing bylaws. This current settlement is not, which led to the 2025 bylaws y'all were discussing earlier, was not consistent with the bylaws, and therefore, for many of us, they cannot possibly be considered legitimate. I invite you to go to PacificaFightBack.org, PacificaFightBack.org, for more information. We actually have a pretty robust comparison of the what some would say are the real bylaws, the properly approved ones from 2020, and this thing under which we're now operating. It is waiting review. I've done my share. Other people have done their share. We're waiting for a final review, and we'll send it to you all. But you really should be concerned about the number of rights of members that have simply been disappeared.
That's 3 minutes, right, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Go ahead and finish up, please.
I'll come back.
Yep.
It'll take more than a minute. I'll come back around.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Anybody else from the community who would like to come forward at this time and address your local station board? That might have been everybody. I see. Anybody else? If not, I can give a second round for those who may want a second bite at the apple. I think someone mentioned that earlier, but
I finished.
Okay. Thank you, Star. All right. Hearing none, please finish up, Serene.
Okay. Thanks. So you should be very alarmed, the same way you would be alarmed if the politicians in Washington, D.C., said, you are no longer able to do this, you're no longer able to do that, we've changed the Constitution. Someone has changed our bylaws. That cannot stand. The process requires a presentation of the issues. It has to be proposed by a certain number of board members or a certain number of LSBs or by the membership. It has to be noticed in writing and on the air. There has to be voting of the membership if you're talking about lengthening board member terms, if you're talking about changing the way voting is counted. All of those things are required by the bylaws that existed when all these changes were put into place, right? So you can't break the law to make a new law and then say we're all operating under the new law. So I do urge you to visit PacificaFightBack.org and, you know, figure out who's who and what's what, and, you know, pay attention to what's happening on national board meetings. The vice chair of the PNB, you know, is on your board, Minerva Sanders, the secretary and the head of the governance committee. Some people refer to her as the governance maven, is Julie Hewitt, right? So when people give you reports that are sort of like, oh, don't worry a pretty little head about it, we've got it covered, or they speak in abstract terms about things that they voted for, right? They say, oh, this comes from California, or, you know, well, this is what Pacifica is doing. They're very much part of the inner core of the Pacifica national operation. So I do think we need to be a national organization. I do think that we are stronger as five stations with 220 affiliates, whatever the case is now. But we have to respect the rules. So listen to the governance committee tomorrow. And of course, you have easy access to Julie. So, you know, if you hear things that seem a little odd or out of place.
That's a minute, Mr. Chair. That's a minute. So.
Okay, thanks. Give me 2 seconds. Please ask the question and ask it repeatedly until you get a satisfactory answer. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. We still have time for our community. Please, anybody else who'd like to come forward at this time, please do and be heard. Anybody else? I see a number ending in 438. You have the floor. 3 minutes.
Oh, thank you. My name is Nancy Saibar Naditomi. I'm from KPFT in Houston. And I'm thankful that your board decided to move to the third Wednesday so I can come and hear your meeting. I wish BAI and KPFT would one of them move, so we could all hear each other's. The freedom of speech is at jeopardy now in, of all places, in Pacifica. And, you may not think so, but when you cut back the membership's rights for representation, on the board, and by cutting down the size of the board, when you cut down their ability to elect board members by letting them only elect officers and then the people who are elected self-elect. We're going backwards in progress on representation and freedom of speech, and we're violating the court order of the turn of the century to stop self-electing, but it's back. It's like a weed. You know, you have to keep pulling it. This is what we're doing. Unless we stop it, stop the self-electing. And the PNB are now self-selecting instead of the boards of the station boards when they have a vacancy on the PNB. The PNB is now self-electing. Already the KPFT has replaced four people without using the runner-ups from the previous election. And there you're disenfranchising the membership by self-electing by the majority. This is blatant cutting the representation and the rights of the station members. So freedom of speech is important thing. But if you listen to this news, Pacifica News by Max Pringle, I was hearing it on BAI today. And it's on KPFK and KPFA. And this is news coming out of Berkeley. Are y'all doing that too on your station? I mean, don't you think we should have our own local news from each of the five areas? Do we have to start changing our programming to meet the desires of KPFA? I don't think anyone wants that. But this is what's approaching. Already they've taken away shows from KPFK and replaced them with KPFA Berkeley shows. And so the number of staff at KPFK is now less than the number of staff at KPFA. And according to this new election, the staff will be elected by network staff for two directors, only two staff directors, paid and unpaid. And, you know, that's not equality there because there's way more unpaid than there are paid. And then what you've done is you've, you know, the biggest station is KPFA. So most likely, their staff will be on the PNB. I mean, I hope not, but that's what I see coming. That's a possibility.
That's 3 minutes, Mr. Chair, just to let you
know. Thank you. Thank you. That's enough. Thank you. Back to you, Chair.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We still have time here for community comment, about 6 minutes before we reach 8:30. Any other folks from the community who would like to comment at this time? Or share your thoughts, concerns, ideas, passions? Hakeem, you have the floor. 3 minutes.
Good evening, everybody. I was just touching bases. The cab is still functioning, a little wobbly here, but we are trying to regroup. But I just want to let everybody know the cab is still, functioning, and we'll be getting back to the board within a month or two.
Quick question. There was a question earlier about the cab. Could you give us a little bit about what the cab's roles and responsibilities are, real quick? The new member that was curious about that. Do you have a moment to do that for us?
The cab, basically, we have some bylaws. I don't have them in front of me, but our thing is basically to do a lot of outreach and concerning for the station. We get a lot of, we did a survey, and the survey was pretty successful. We put that together along with some assistance from some board members and one or two other people. We are monitoring the station's activities. We try to support that, keep things the community aware. We don't have any influence or any power to decide if there's something that the board is not doing, I guess, for the public. We don't have the power to say you can't do this or that, but we will bring it up at board meetings in the future. We did have at one time, I think you gave us like 5 minutes during community time or something, so we still would like to have that. We haven't used it. I believe we used it once or twice in the past year or so. So, we're still, hanging tough. I just want to let everybody know we're still there. Even though I heard some of the other cabs and other radio stations aren't as, diligent, I guess, as ours, including the board itself. So we're still ahead of the game.
All right. No, it sounds great. Appreciate you coming in, and for sure, when the cab is ready, we'll create a space here for your reporting. So thank you for that.
All right. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. We have a few more minutes. I see some hands. Are those, do you all want another bite at the apple? Either Serene or
I do have something else I'd like to share.
All right. I saw your hand, so go ahead. You have another minute.
I'll be brief. Elections are coming up. Now, elections are coming up under the so-called transition period imposed by the settlement, the new date settlement bylaws. That, as I said, is being challenged. We don't know where it will end up. I think papers are due in that court lawsuit in April. The National Election Supervisor position was posted for less than a week, actually, and wasn't advertised on the air. The PNB wasn't even notified that the ad had been posted. Interesting. Anyway, we did get a slight extension, but I don't know that it was circulated any better the second time around. So supposedly someone has been hired. That opening closed on Monday the 16th. But we'll find out who will be running the next set of elections. We know the process is going to be contested, and contentious. So we can only hope that at least if it'll make the slightest bit of difference, that the person who's hired is actually neutral, not a crony, and competent. We'll
That's
see.
A minute, but Mr. Chair.
If the ingredients are spoiled, I don't know if the skill of the cook has anything to do with what you get. But anyway, so there's that. But please make sure that everyone has contributed at least $25 since last July, July 2025. If you work on an LSB committee, if you're a member of an LSB committee, that counts as a membership donation. I know PFW does a $40 thing to vote. It's a $25 minimum. So tell everyone you know to join. We need more dollars coming yes. into the organization, but we also need individual members. We are overwhelmed by the numbers coming out of California, which guarantees that the new formula that they have for the PNB will largely be a West Coast dominant body. And I don't think they've been very kind to us. We certainly in New York feel that an SEC complaint that, you know, put us under another stringent procedures, and we now have a very friendly SEC.
Time certain.
Thanks. We didn't think that was a friendly act, and we fear there may be more of that.
Thank you, Serene. We're at our time certain here for community comment. So I do appreciate everybody participating in the discussion this evening, and your comments are well received. Briefly, there was a question from member Vincent. The first one being, were the bylaws legitimate? Is that what you were asking, member Vincent?
I was referencing, thank you for the opportunity. I was referencing the comment in the chat, from Eleanor Foreman with WBAI, I believe, which states we should not be acknowledging the legitimacy of the so-called 2025 bylaws.
Yeah. So I think you might have heard a little bit about what was happening, during community comment. The bylaws, were created or were put in place in a particular way that did not comport with how you're supposed to do it under the old bylaws. Of course, this is a matter, people have their own opinions. This is why lawyers get paid the big bucks. But apparently, what we have now at, in terms of the bylaws were put in place in a way that differs from how they're supposed to be put in place according to the old bylaws. So the rules of the house were X. Those rules weren't followed, so you can't then spit out why, and this is where we are in terms of one group or faction or leadership determines it to be X, another says Y, and so we have to come together and you know, have that discussion and that litigation, I think, at this point it's gonna be. So So Eleanor has an opinion on it, and everyone should have an opinion on it, being as closely tied to the organization as all of us are. It is incumbent upon all of us to have an opinion on it. You know, not just listen to me or anybody else, but formulate your own opinion and understand what's really happening. All right. Get with some folks on the board. If you want to have that discussion offline, do it. Don't hesitate. And, you know, all the documentation is out there, both the old and new bylaws. You can see them, you know, what they were and what they become. So knowledge is power. And we're going to have that power going forward. So and directly answering that, legitimacy, you know, you have to form that for yourself. I don't want to tell you what is and what isn't legit in this forum here tonight. Okay. What was the other question on the cab, I think, you had?
Right. The other question was the difference between the LSB and the cab, which your motion, I believe, referenced that the current LSB will be in the near future, sounds like, changing to more of a CAB.
Yeah.
And
yeah, the community advisory board. So you weren't, you may have been, I don't know, you probably were around. This body used to have a series of responsibilities of which we reviewed a budget. We were involved in the evaluation of the general manager and program director. The local station board, had its, was involved intimately with the operations and governance locally. And that then, was a, direct line to the national board. In fact, all of the directors at the national board had to come in equal portion from the local station boards. All right. A change has come now because none of that is in place under the new bylaws. And what they mean by a community advisory board is just that. Your role is to gather information from the community, likes, dislikes, determine what the demo is, race, gender, so on and so forth, age, report back to the station and let them know whether or not, hey, it looks like your programming isn't meeting the needs of the community. Oh, it also looks like, you know, the, membership in terms of X demo is low or something like that. All of these matters are now just kind of reported back to, and as, Hakeem, who was on that cab mentions, there isn't really a lot of power. It's just a lot of kind of, hey, suggesting and giving back along with making sure there's outreach from the LSB now that goes out and says, hey, do you want to be a member of this incredible station, this incredible organization, progressive organization? If so, it's $25 to join, but please consider giving more. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the role now, which marries that of what the CAB was doing as opposed to what we used to do under a much larger set of roles and responsibilities. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you for that.
Okay, very well. All right, now we have our PNB directors reporting. Member Lane, really quickly before we go to our directors. Nope. Okay. All right. Actually, we only have one of our directors here tonight. Oh no. Dennis is here. Good. All right. So we'll go on Alpha. Please, member Hewitt, you are up. Anything you have for us from the Pacifica National Board?
A few things. The PNB met on March 5th, and at that meeting, we seated two new directors. They were filling seats from KPFA, a staff seat, and KPFT, a listener seat. Both seats were filled by people who had previously served as directors. Darlene Padano, staff at KPFA, and Teresa Allen, a listener at KPFT. Also at the March 5th meeting, we heard from the executive director about the search for a national election supervisor to manage the upcoming national elections this year. And the PNB extended the application period for candidates until this past Monday. I'm led to believe that someone will be named as the national election supervisor very soon. That person has to be named by the end of March as part of the schedule. The process for voting and the deadlines are specified in the bylaws, and the schedule is the same that it has typically been in the past, which is to say, I'll just give you a kind of like rough overview. I believe June 30th is the date of record, which means anybody who's donated $25 as a listener or by that date or any time within the last year is eligible to vote, but that's the cutoff date. If you haven't donated money and then you, you know, donate on July 1st, you're not eligible. You have to have donated since July 1st of 2025 to June 30th of 2026. Anyway, so that's an important date. People nominate themselves, and there'll be a whole process about that that the National Election Supervisor will announce, and that comes up in the month of June as well. Then there's vetting to make sure that people are, you know, following the rules and that they really are, you know, who they say they are, et cetera, et cetera. And then the elections in principle will start on August 15th, and they will run to the end of September. And then the new board will be seated beginning in January of 2027. So anyway, the National Election Supervisor, you know, runs most of that. We'll get some local help as well in terms of answering questions from members who are members at WPFW. The ED's report, the Executive Director of Pacifica's report, is posted at pacifica.org. And also, this is a topic that came up a bunch recently. The IRS letter that confirms Pacifica's status as a 501c3 has also been posted on Pacifica's homepage. If you go there, it's like right at the top of the page. If you just go to pacifica.org, it's really right there. The PMB met in executive session, and without saying a whole lot about exactly what happened, the point was we need to complete audits. And so we heard a report from the audit committee about engaging an auditor. And, you know, in principle, that will start really soon. The audit committee, I'm not a member of that. Minerva is. She's also the chair of that committee. And they met on Monday, I believe. But I haven't had a chance to talk to Minerva to say anything more about what that committee might have determined. The National Finance Committee met. Did not meet since our last meeting. It's been a little sort of comedy of errors technology-wise, I think, and we'll next meet on March 24th. And a couple of things that will be taken up there will be financial management policies and procedures and central service payments, which are the payments that each of the five stations make to the national office, because the national office, you know, covers, you know, basic stuff like covers payroll, covers you know, contracts with insurance, does the collective bargaining agreement negotiations, legal stuff, legal support, the accounting, the audits, I'm sure I'm leaving, so national elections, so a whole bunch of stuff. And so we pay what are effectively dues to the national office to help cover all those things so that our GM doesn't have to independently contract with somebody in each and every one of those areas of expertise. The National Governance Committee will meet tomorrow. And one of the things we're trying to do is hear from the various LSBs about how they're doing in terms of posting minutes and agendas from their LSB committees, LSBs and committee meetings, or recordings, if that's their preferred method. We're also thinking about doing a listener survey. So this is a little bit different than what the CABs do, but a listener survey that would be conducted by the national office. And so we're looking for input from stations on that as well. The personnel committee finished up with the executive director's performance review and expects that the next set of things that the personnel committee will take up will be a personnel handbook, including things like grievance procedures, which has been a big this body. you know, things like an organizational chart, job description, and other personnel matters. And then as Sue alluded to earlier this evening, the executive director made the announcement about starting up a Pacifica News by naming a national news framework by naming two coordinators, and those two coordinators are Ursula Rudenberg, who's the director of the Pacifica Affiliates Network, which are the, you know, roughly 200 stations that Pacifica does not own the license for. You know, someone else does. Some of those stations are really small, run out of someone's garage, some of them in low power. Some of them are, you know, college stations, so their license is held by a university or a college, you know, and some of them are just kind of community radio stations, you know, not affiliated with any other institution. At any rate, there's about 200 Pacifica affiliates across the country. I believe we even have some affiliate members who are outside of the U.S., maybe even in Africa. But Ursula is the head of those, and so she's one of the people who's coordinating this, starting up the National News Service, and Bob Henley, who's the interim general manager at WBAI, is the other person, and he has a longstanding radio background. At any rate, Pacifica had a National News Service, you know, some years ago, and I think as we have become less and less financially stable over the last, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. You know, that's one of the things that fell off the organization's list of things that we could afford to do. And the executive director is determined that we should, you know, start the National News Service back up. So anyway, there's a, I can post the, or send to everyone the announcement about the naming of those two individuals. So anyway, that's at least in brief the report. I'm sure I've left something out, and perhaps Dennis can fill in if I've forgotten anything.
All right. Thank you so much, Member Hewitt, for that report. Dennis, you want to hold on. Member A.B. Brown, is your question in general for or specific?
Well, it was specific. I wanted to ask Julie. First of all, Julie, thank you for that report. I'm curious as to how Ursula Rudenberg and Bob Henley were selected to head up this national news system that is being put in place. And it doesn't sound like it's going to be similar to what was in place before. So can you respond to that first? And I have another question.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a good question. So I think the idea is that we've identified that we need to have a national news collaboration because, you know, as people have talked about before, I think even earlier this evening, you know, as long as we coordinate with each other, it's we can be more effective at sharing more news with all of our listeners than if each individual station, you know, has to kind of like stand up its own news capacity. So anyway, I think the idea is not that Bob and Ursula are charged with running this for forever. They're coordinating pulling this together. And I think one of the important, it was really Stephanie Wells, the executive director, who picked Bob and Ursula. And I think that's because she felt that it was really important for someone to represent the five stations, and that's Bob, and then someone to represent the affiliates network because there's 200 affiliates, you know. And I think Bob and Ursula did an awful lot of coordinating without being asked to do so for the programming that was around the No Kings protest. I think that was back in October, if my memory serves. And so there was national programming that day, and they went to, you know, people who were at the various affiliates all across the country. And so they really tried to coordinate that in advance and did a great job. And I think in some sense, they're being, you know, rewarded for that level of effort by saying, hey, let's see if we can't take this whole thing the next step. Will it look like what we had before? Probably not. There probably were some things that we did really well before, but, you know, also some things that maybe could have used improvement from before. And so who knows exactly what this will turn out to be. But I think Bob and Ursula will try and, you know, coordinate with all the stations, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Ursula has been in charge of the affiliates program for over a decade, so she would be quite naturally the person to represent the affiliates perspective. But I'm not sure Bob can really represent all five of the Pacifica stations. And what kind of editorial control is going to be enforced over this? And why not have someone from each of the five Pacifica stations participate in that?
I can't answer that question. Sorry, but I can ask the question and see if I can find out an answer and let you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. And one other thing, as the LSB, I think this body would benefit from knowing the status of the search for our general manager. Our interim general manager has announced that her last day is April 1st, which is basically 2 weeks away. And so we're just left wondering, is there any way you can give us an update on that situation? I know that's a personnel matter, so maybe we need to go into executive session to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have no information to share with you there. I didn't realize Miyuki thought she'd be leaving that soon either. So, you know, that was news to me this evening. So that's another question I'll ask, and, you know, perhaps I can share, you know, find out something and share it with the LSB members by email. But I don't know. It depends what I find out.
Is there anyone else that can provide that information to us, Chairman?
Yeah, I mean, I have a few details, but let me get through. I don't want to pass up this time certain. So let's hear from Member Williams on his reporting. And then we'll come back to that and we can address, the details I have. And then, I have one member Lane, oh, two member Lane and member Yawi in the bullpen. So, member Williams, go ahead with your reporting and then we'll go to the stack.
Okay. Not a whole lot more. First I saw, Jawara had a question in the chat about the IRS letter, which, I have not, actually read myself. According to the executive director, the letter is confirmation that we, Pacifica are in fact still in compliance as a not-for-profit, entity, because there's been a lot of back and forth about that because, it was the IRS did post that we were out of compliance because we had fallen out of compliance. What the executive director reported was that the criteria had been met and that Pacifica had filed for reinstatement. The letter from the IRS confirmed that, I don't know if it confirmed that we had already been reinstated or that we were good pending the reinstatement, but either way that, And this was just before we were going into fund drive, so I was concerned about that. Of course, we're always about to go into fund drive. So we're still legit in terms of raising, tax deductible money. Couple of other things, Julie mentioned the grievance procedure, which the executive director is looking at it as a manual, an employee handbook, and for volunteers as well. That has been put off and is now likely to show up as on the agenda for the personnel committee to deal with. So that's where that has gone. The other thing that this LSB, I know, spent some time discussing was the idea of raising the basic membership fee from $25 to $50, which was on the agenda for the last meeting. We did not get to it. We meet once a month, and usually we meet for a little over an hour before we go into executive session. So there's a lot of things, frankly, that we never get to. And that's one of the things that's been, hanging for a couple of months. As Julie mentioned, a lot of the focus has been on the audit, and evaluation of the executive director. And so we do get the executive director's report that is, shared with the LSB. I know that goes out, to everybody. And I think it's important to read that because a lot of what happens in the PNB is basically, the receiving of that report and some questions around that. So a lot of the new information that you would expect, coming out of the PNB meetings is what the executive director, reports. She did report on sort of the overall process for the various GM searches. I don't have any more specific information about what's happening, with, WPFW, except that I think we were supposed to be the next one that she was focusing on. One of the stations was made, the GM was made permanent, and then we were supposed to be next in line. It sounds like you might have some more information than that come out. But, my understanding is that, Miyuki's resignation is not necessarily directly tied to, a decision. Hopefully it will coincide with the decision, but it's more tied to that's her second anniversary and she's worn out. Wants to step away while she can still step.
All right. All right. Thank you. All right. So I'll take the stack. Appreciate that, from both of you. Member Lane and then member Yawi in that order.
How much time, Mr. Chair?
We're almost at time. Well, we have 9 minutes. Sorry. So we're good. 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay.
Thank you.
Member Lane, you got it.
Whoa, 2 minutes is not enough time. So let me just ask first about the news, the Pacifica National News. Yes, I remember a time that they used to do Pacifica National News. And I don't even mind them restarting it. And even having the stations play it. But it doesn't, I need to know whether or not the stations will have the bandwidth to also do local news. And will the Pacifica National News basically reflect, white liberalism? Or will there be incorporated voices and news from national black efforts, national Latino efforts? Will Pacifica National News include world news reports that we hear from WPFW even now? So I'm really concerned that Pacifica National News will not include those other voices. Second, in terms of the LSB and the bylaws, the new bylaws, do the new bylaws compel the LSB to raise money, all the LSBs? Is it something that is mandatory for those LSBs to raise money, or is it that the LSBs can help raise money? There's a big difference between the two. Can someone answer that question as well?
Can I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Starting with the latter, the the raising money is basically the only function of the LSB. So,
but that doesn't mean that it's mandatory, Dennis. I'm not asking that.
Well, you
I'm
know,
asking whether or not it's mandatory as an LSB member to raise money or
hold on. Let me get some clarity real quick on your question, Ambrose. When you say mandatory, is it being measured? Is that what you're asking? Or like,
no, it is when you are an LSB under the new bylaws, LSB member mm-hmm. under the new bylaws, mm-hmm. does that LSB body have to raise money, or are they assisting in raising money? There's a difference.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure. You mean, is there a penalty if they don't?
Do the bylaws require it?
The bylaws.
Here, let me give you the language. Hold on. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's see this.
Section. Article 7, Section 3C says the LSB is to actively reach out. I'm sorry, is to assist in station fundraising activities, including off-air membership recruitment for the station.
Okay, good. That means that it is not mandatory.
That's correct.
Okay. And that means that every LSB at every station could at any point in time refuse to help raise money.
Of course.
Okay. I just wanted to know that. And could you answer the other question about the news? Because I'm very concerned.
What I was going to say is I see Sue's hand up. I think that's a very good question. And I think, Sue is somebody who would be in a probably a better position to answer that than anybody else here.
Sue, do you have something? Sue, do you have something to add to that?
Thank you. And first and foremost, I want to say that what is coming under this heading of Pacifica National News in no way, absolutely no way, is mandatory for us to carry. And it's still, I gotta say, it's really still emerging, but what I would say is it is an effort to, present the various, efforts that different stations are offering and that, different stations can carry as they wish. This would apply to newscasts, or headlines as they call it, at various hours. And it would apply to collaborative efforts coming up. This would apply to No King's Day, so that we are sharing our efforts. But again, let me just say strongly, it is not mandatory. It is our choice. And as we proceed, we will hear what the offerings are and if they meet our values. And I go to these meetings and I have emphasized that it has to meet our values as WPFW, and that includes what you are talking about, that we are representing viewpoints and perspectives that represent a wide array of not just white liberal, but a wide array of viewpoints. And it's emerging. That's all I can say. I'm still judging it. I'm still working through it. And I welcome your input.
Thank you.
That's what I can say right now. I hope that answers your question.
It does. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Member Nyawi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Just with respect to the, excuse me, just with respect to the news, I just wanted to say that as a listener, as I listen to PFW, NPR, Amy Goodman all day long, it just seems like I'm hearing the same thing over and over and over again. So I hope that the thrust for the news coming out of PFW can reflect more of what's going on locally, at least to a greater percentage. I was listening to Shay Wanana today, and he had some comments at the beginning of the show that I think the news program should try to listen to. What I wanted to ask was of Julie, I just wanted to clarify to make sure I heard correctly that there were two new members of the Pacifica National Board. I didn't catch which stations they were coming from, but it sounded like you said, Julie, that they had been on the board before, previously. And so just to make sure I understand that the current Pacifica National Board members chose two new members that had already been on the Pacifica National Board. Is that correct?
In the past, yes.
In the past, are you talking about distant past, recent past?
You can only serve 6 years in a row, and then you have to take a year's break. What I don't know off the top of my head is whether they took a 1 year break or more than a 1 year break or what, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They took a break.
That's helpful. And can you say again which stations?
Yeah, KPFA in Berkeley, and that was the staff position. And both of these folks replaced other people who'd been on the Pacifica National Board who resigned. And the other one was at KPFK, which is the, I'm sorry, I just misspoke, KPFT, which is the Houston, Texas station. And that was a listener member.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. We're at time certain for this. Any other questions, please direct them to the secretary, and we'll get them out to our directors. So appreciate both of you for your reporting. Next up is our program committee, and I know the chair is not with us this evening. The vice chair is. Member Hirsch, do you have anything from the program committee?
Yeah, real quick, we've been having trouble getting quorum, as I mentioned at the top of the meeting. And so I'd like to put out a call for anybody who's interested. And I do hear a lot of people offering opinions, very thoughtful, well-considered opinions about programming. So I urge you all to join us on the programming committee so you can kind of help out. You're the exact kind of people that we need. And this is the way to make sure that your voice is heard, your important suggestions are heard. So we would like to do that. It's possible that the meeting on a Monday is difficult for people. It's not really easy for me. I actually have two Zooms overlapping. So we will consider moving the date or the day of the week, rather, of the programming meeting. And, look forward to doing great things once we can get a quorum together. When we did have a quorum, we were able to put together a feedback form, thanks to Member David, and we'll be getting to that specifically later on in the agenda, but I just want to do a little spoiler alert. It's really good, so we should adopt it and use it as a tool to help our staff and also our listeners communicate their concerns, because I think that that's super helpful. And it's like a focus group that we don't have to pay for. So it's really valuable. And it's a really great use of our time. I'm here to take any questions.
All right. You've heard the report from our program committee. I see member Nyawi, Avery Brown, Kiasi, and Byfield in that order. Nyawi, you have the floor.
Sorry. I didn't lower my hand. Sorry.
Oh, legacy. Okay, no problem. Yeah. Remember, Avery Brown, you have the floor.
Yes, Michael. You mentioned earlier that Minerva was ill. I mean, is that just like the flu or something? Can you expound on that? I mean, really concerned.
Try to address your question to the chair. I know it's not easy, but it's a hard thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah, and I asked for questions, and so that's on me. So,
The question on the floor, Member Hirsch, is Is there a way you could expound on the situation with our chair of the committee?
I don't have any specific information, but she has voiced concerns about her ability to chair the committee for the next little while. She wasn't real specific about that. So one of the first things that we do with a quorum, I think, is put together an interim chair and an interim vice chair to move forward. But again, we'll need a quorum to do that kind of business.
So, Chair, can you ask Mike if he's interested in being the chair?
Any interest, Member Hirsch, in being the chair of that committee?
Sure, if nobody else can be suckered. I mean, is willing to do it.
So. There you go. All right, sounds good. Anything else, Member Avery Brown?
No, that's it. That's it.
Member Kiyasi,
you have the I'm speaking for myself. I did have a brief discussion, you know, with Mike, but I think the situation right now is pretty dire. We have a lot of people, and in fact, you know, it's a questionable whether I can make the next meeting, which is, you know, unfortunate. But it seems like we have a lot of members of the committee, but they're not showing up. And, you know, this has to be rectified. Either, you know, they make the effort to attend the meeting, or they should, you know, resign from the meeting, you know, or maybe we could say, you know, if you don't attend, the next two meetings, then we're going to drop you. I mean, something has to be done because we have to be able to get a quorum. To do business. And, you know, I almost like to ask the board to, kind of, you know, assist us in that way because, you know, the people are not showing up, to the meetings and we, you know, we can't get a quorum. We can't do any business.
Let me ask, quickly if someone could, how do we want to do this? If you're attending or believe that you're part of the program committee, could you let Ellen know? That way we can mark you down as a member of that committee and assure the leadership that they do have folks that are or at least believe they're part of that committee. And then from there we can kind of figure out who's doing what because, again, you're supposed to and need to attend at least two committees. There's only three committees, so there's a very high likelihood you're probably either in, you know, you're probably in the program committee. So let's get a communication to Ellen pretty quickly, identifying yourself as part of that committee. All right, we'll start there. Member Byfield.
Good evening, Mr. Chair. I'm a member of that committee, and I must apologize. I have not been regularly attending. I did attend a few meetings, and was sort of discouraged, but that shouldn't be. I think we made the right move to move ahead and get an interim chairperson for the committee. And I want to encourage other members, because we have some new members. I think we have maybe three new members that I don't know if they're on any committee whatsoever. And just to let them know how important the programming committee is, I can say for a person that's probably more knowledgeable about the programs on the radio station than most people, that we have about six or seven spots programs that needs to be filled. I mean, for one, if you listen on Thursday at 2 o'clock, that cash money has been gone for a long time. And, you know, program director is just filling. You know, I argued for many years that the PD and the IGM or the GM before the IGM, was not really paying real attention, and that the program there was no program committee making any kind of input, and that was not really a community oriented operation. And you know, here we have Michael and Robert and, you know, some other people that are a lot more enthusiastic. And I think, you know, again, I'm just appealing for us to join that committee. And Mike, I promise I'll be at the next meeting. We may want to consider moving our day, but I'm 100% behind whatever we decide to do.
All right. Thank you, Member Byfield. We're almost at time certain. We've got about 3 people on the stack. So motion to extend this for 5 minutes or no? Anybody want a motion to extend?
I have a motion. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yeah, I will second or make the motion, whatever.
I know I heard a couple people jump in there, so I'll assume you're making the motion, Member Kiyasi. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Yeah. Right.
Second. Any opposition to extending 5 minutes to clear the stack? All right. Hearing none, Member Avery Brown, you're up.
Okay. I am a member of the program committee, or at least I was, unless they kicked me off, because, and let me just say this, I appreciate the efforts that Mike Hirsch has made to try to keep the committee together, but there was so much poor management of the committee. When you showed up, there was always a problem with even getting on the Zoom. And I just got frustrated, completely frustrated. And, you know, eventually just sort of lost interest. But if Mike is going to take over and is willing to be the chair of that committee, I will certainly, make it an effort to participate as before. But I just want to say that it's not just that people are not, showing up for it. There's a reason why, at least from my perspective. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Okay. My apologies. I thought I saw some more hands than I did. So it looks like our stack is clear on that particular, program committee report. So we will move to unfinished business, of which, we can actually cross off, number 2. Number 2 was a nomination for membership that was coming forward for Member Highland. He actually could not make it this evening, so I am not in possession, nor do I want to step on any toes. So we can cross out number 2 on unfinished business. Number 1, the goals for this LSB for the 2026 calendar year. I made some proposals earlier in the year to consider. I owed you all some meat on the bones of those proposals. I haven't been able to get to it, but I wanted some feedback from you all, given the climate and where we are with the station, both in terms of what politically looks like and is an assault on the ability for media to, you know, practice free speech and be able to go forward with their mission of informing the public in a manner that's not impeded by the federal government, FCC, and so on. There's that climate under which we exist. I know it doesn't feel like it sometimes because we're not making the news headlines, but they just chip away and work their way down the ladder. And eventually will come for an organization such as ours. Given the fact that there's a budget that we may exceed this year, but that according to Tom and his reporting, inflation adjusted, it's about $800,000 less than where we were or should be in terms of the dollars raised, $1.6 million in the budget, where inflation adjusted is about $2.4 million. We have that situation going on in terms of the finances. According to Member Byfield, we have some slots on the grid that are open, things that can be addressed. There's a lot of different goals, I think, that we could formulate together here in the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so, in just a brainstorm session. We don't have to agree on everything that we're going to do in this moment, but at least let Ellen grab all of our ideas, put that down, get it back to us, and then we can kind of chip away and figure out over the second half of the year, because I figure this will be a couple-month process. Maybe from July through December, we can attack and address some of those items. So anybody, you know, that would want to be participating in that now, please step up. And I'm asking anybody and everybody for what they think and there's no right or wrong answer here, what they think in a good goal, a achievable goal. You know, we don't want to go out in the clouds somewhere, you know, save the universe. But, you know, an achievable goal that we can do as a group together in this calendar year before it wraps up. Because remember, the board is going to change substantially whether or not the bylaws are in place. We're going to be a different group in 2027. So let's put our stamp on this group in 2026 and, you know, make our mark here with the station. So the floor is open. Anyone who wants to kind of make a suggestion, we're ready for it now. Member Byfield, is that a legacy hand?
No, it is not a legacy hand, okay. Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. What's your ideas?
And this is an irrelevant point that I'm making because it should be in place somewhere else. However, it does fit in terms of our goal. The last meeting that we had, at the front and center is the grievance process, which, in my opinion and the opinion of many others, but I know that I've been a stickler for this, it places Pacifica and WPFW in legal jeopardy with the FCC and both with our, you know, volunteer programmers as well. And we're supposed to revisit that tonight, but I noticed it's not on the slate. So I just need to put that on the front burner for people who are new here and do not understand the importance and the significance of what I am talking about. Maybe we can put it on the slate and vote on it tonight. Let me just do that in the best interest of time. Thank you.
That's my apologies, Member Byfield. You and I spoke almost the day after the last meeting, and 30 days out, it didn't get it got lost out of the brain function. So, grievance process is a goal for, or adopting a grievance process as a goal for 2026 is what I'm hearing. Anything else that folks are thinking about? As I put you all on the spot, this is great.
Hello?
Yep. Member Byfield, I got you. What's up?
You're not speaking to me, are you?
No, I said thank you for your goal. Okay. The goal that you wanted was, I took it as a note, so we'll get that one listed. Anybody else have anything they would like to achieve before 12/31/26?
I do. I would like for us to have a board retreat at least once. I've narrowed my ambitions from 2 to 1. And I will continue to, try to work towards getting that, where we as a board will meet on, you know, maybe a weekend or something like that, to discuss some of the things that we're talking about in these meetings in terms of setting a goal and maybe just putting our heads together in one room rather than being on Zoom. all the time. And in conjunction to that, I think at least, since we don't meet in person like we used to in the past, maybe we are one or two of our committee meetings can be in person. That I'd like to see that for 2026.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Member Avery Brown, you have a suggestion?
I do. I think we need to make it our priority to increase our membership. Maybe we set a goal of how many members we want to bring on, and we get creative and come up with some ideas and ways to get new members on board. Maybe all of the programmers show up at an event and, you know, we promote that, then you come out and meet the programmers and bring a friend, something. We lost 23 members, I think, according to Sataria's report. And membership is going to be critical as we move forward, especially under these new so-called bylaws. So I think that has to be a priority. We set a number of how many members we want to new members we want to bring in, and we figure out a way to get them. That's my suggestion.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Member Tingling Clemens, you have the floor. You have a suggestion.
Oh, I do. Well, one of them's right now is out of our hands. I would like us to win our lawsuit. And throw these crappy bylaws where they belong, in the toilet. But I also would like to see us work harder to develop relationships with the programmers. I'd also like to see us, I think I know we have there is a plan for, finding out actually listening to the programs, because I think that especially since the call is to get more people on the outreach committee and more people on the program committee, it would really be good we have a program that we are implementing to find out what to make sure that we're all listening to the shows and that we break up the schedule. And I think somebody mentioned it tonight about being up on the shows, but I think we need to have relationships with the programmers and find out what's actually happening at the station. Because right now we get reports, but we only get reports about the great stuff. We don't get reports about what's going on day to day. What are the things that the programmers need? I mean, what kind of support is needed? I think that, you know, having more greater opportunities to communicate collectively across the different genres would be more helpful to the station. You know, particularly if we win this lawsuit, we're going to need that. And I'm putting it in that framework because if we don't win this lawsuit, the task is going to be trying to figure out how to, encourage people to belong to a station that isn't offering them much except a better listening experience. But they want us to pay through the nose for that. And with everything else happening, it's going to be pretty challenging. So that's my thought.
All right. All right. Thank you. We have a few more hands. It's good. Member Lane and then Member Nyawi. You have a suggestion? Member Lane?
Yes. I think, we should dive deeper into jazz and justice. What I mean by that is, on the jazz side and build membership and raise money through that genre. I'm sure that we could find a venue. I think Westminster Church does their jazz on, is it Friday night or is it Saturday night?
Friday night,
right? There's nothing that stops us from either partnering with them or finding another venue to do a jazz on a Saturday night and charge for it. And then you could, move from jazz to different kinds of music at the same venue and do something, you know, get to a point where you can do it once a month. and then get to a point where you can do it twice a month. And you're playing all kinds of music. You're getting all kinds of artists. And then on the justice side, there are several, public affairs programmers that we can dive into and have those programmers host justice discussions, public justice discussions. They don't have to be, broadcast live. They don't have to be. There is just a justice discussion with that programmer, and we advertise that for a month or advertise that for 3 weeks. You know, come talk with Brother Kofi about such and such.
That's come 2 minutes, Mr. Chair, just to let you know. Excuse me, Ambrose. Go ahead.
Come talk with Sister such and such. You know, about it's Women's History Month. Why aren't we having female programmers do a sit down and talk about women's issues and charge for it? $3, $5, and it's an open discussion for the community.
All right, we're at time certain on this business matter. Thank you all for your suggestions. Member Nyawi, did you have something quickly, and then I can move to new business?
Just very quickly, I just was thinking that we've already identified about three goals during the meeting before you solicited additional goals. And I think we should focus on trying to achieve those goals, meaning, you know, full participation in the current committees, and attendance at the committee meetings. I think those are some foundational matters that we should address, while we're, setting additional goals. Maybe people are kind of bummed out by this new bylaws and that might be affecting, the level of participation. I think that should be addressed and acknowledged. And, hopefully we can do something about that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for everything. Thank you for the feedback. We'll organize this. Ellen will get that out for us, and then we can, you know, kind of whittle it down to what we're looking to accomplish together. All right. I have a, motion here from the program committee that, I think you all will be shared here on the screen. I'm sorry, I don't have a motion, but I have a form that the committee put together. Primarily, I think, Member Kiyasi and his work here. What this is for, and I'll let Member Kiyasi, explain it, but I believe it's a form that will give us, an ability to evaluate, the programming on air. Member Kiyasi, could you quickly, motivate on the usage of this form?
Yes, the purpose of the form, you know, let's take it from the program director's perspective. And this is something that I've now realized being on the committee and being on the LSB. No one person can listen to all these shows. You know, some of them are in the middle of the night. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. So this is a way of giving the program director some kind of a metric as to how each of these shows are doing. Because I mean, I'm trying to be candid here when I say this. You know, we've got some great shows and we got some shows that, you know, kind of make you shake your head. So this is an idea where, you know, we can get feedback on all the shows that we have, and just split it up, you know, among people. What we were going to do is have every member of the programming committee take 10 shows and, you know, see if we can cover everything. But because we have not had a quorum in the last 2 months, we'd like to get this thing approved by the LSB so we can move forward. That's really it.
All right. So the program committee, is going to move forward in their, one of their, responsibilities, which is to provide feedback to the program director on the programming that's happening at the station. The form allows the listener to, give a rating on different areas or different items that, can, I guess the program director also gave feedback on this that can be, measured and that, she'll then use to, you know, better, provide or improve the programming that's on air. I think is the ultimate goal here. So the, motion is for the program committee and really the LSB, the WPFW LSB to adopt this particular form, feedback form, as the official method to use when evaluating programs on air. Did I get that right, Bimmer Kiasi?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
All right. So with that motion to adopt this particular form, is there a second on that? It can't be you, Bimmer Kiasi.
I'll second it.
All right. Second by Member Hirsch. I see Member Byfield. Is this about the form?
His hand's been up for a while.
Oh, has it? Okay. All right. All right. So any discussion on the adoption of the form? I can put it back up while you all contemplate. I should have taken it down. So there it is again for those who can see. Any opposition or any discussion, excuse me, regarding the adoption of this form? Member Hirsch, I see your hand.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, thank you, David, for all your hard work moving on this and staying with it. And then also for cooperating, with our program director and addressing her concerns and making sure she was satisfied with the form and, that she saw the value of going through with this. So I just want to emphasize, excuse me, that to everybody that, this is a welcome development. It's not anything that we're pushing on the program director and, hopefully we can get this done.
Member Lane, you have a comment?
Yes. Yeah. I think that the forum is somebody else talking.
Yeah. Member Byfield, you need to mute, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I think that the forum is good. Is the forum, is the evaluation going to be done by a committee member or is it going to be done by the program director?
No, the form is filled out by a committee member and given to the program director. The evaluation of the programmer, is always done by the program director. We don't have any input in staff at all.
Okay. So the committee member is going to be filling out this form. Is that right?
That's correct.
So they are evaluating the program that they're listening to.
Correct.
Okay. In that case, I would just, advise the program committee to have at least two or three committee members evaluating the program that they want to evaluate. Because otherwise, it's subject to bias, it's subject to their own thoughts about a programmer. And we don't want that. So we need to have it a little bit more objective than just one person evaluating a program with this form.
Let me help on that. What I think is happening, what I know is happening here is that the form itself is the tool. The implementation of all the evaluations, I think still the committee needs to work out where if they're going to adopt, you know, each person take 10 shows, I would expect that they would then, based on what you're saying, I think is a great idea. They would then rotate, hey, now that I've evaluated these 10, you take these 10, I'll take your 10 kind of thing and kind of circulate it so that we don't get that biases that you're speaking of. Then, is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yes. Then in that case, I think that this is a good form.
Excellent. Thank you. Anybody else want to chime in on adoption of this form? Member Avery Brown.
I think analyzing 10 shows, that's a heavy lift. I mean, I don't know how long throughout the day you'd have to be, you know, tuned in to evaluate that many shows. I'd say, number one, we cut that in half to maybe 5, and we include the entire LSB in this process, since the program committee is still struggling to get members to come back and to participate. So why not have the whole LSB? And I think I would prefer for us to refer to this as a feedback form rather than an evaluation form. Even if it seems as though that's what we are doing, evaluating it, it's, we don't want the programmers to think their program is being evaluated by, you know, the LSB. This is feedback for the program director to make whatever adjustments or decisions she needs to make. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, that's my mistake. I believe I used the word evaluation. The form reads feedback. So it is a designated by the program committee as feedback, not evaluation. So I misspoke there. So my apologies. Again, I think the process, Verna, is what you're talking about. And I agree along with you and what Member Lane has said, that we have to be careful about how we implement the process, whether it's 5, 10 shows, so on and so forth, rotation, making sure not one person is relied upon for one show feedback. But that's a different matter than adopting the form itself. So I don't want to get too bogged down in process. I think the committee still needs to figure that out. But I thank you for your feedback. It's the form tonight that we want to look at and make sure we're comfortable with. Member Vincent, you have the floor.
Thanks. I would have to agree with Verna on her comments. I would like to add to that I believe 5 programs would be a more ideal number of programs. But I think that, I know we are getting into process here, but I just want to provide this comment for the program committee for consideration, that perhaps a certain number set of programs should be considered by one group at the same time rather than rotating amongst different groups, so that the evaluation is of the same program by various or numerous number of people.
Okay.
And then what's the difference between okay and fair? They seem to be pretty much the same to me on that.
I'll leave that to the
right
developers. But yes, good question. Okay, fair. You might be splitting hairs there, but anybody wanna take a stab at Member Vincent's question from the committee on what your thought was between okay and fair, or maybe even good and okay?
And then also one more point, the entertainment value, and will we include educational value there as well?
These are all good. See, this is why you need to be on that committee. All right. Educational value. Okay. I'm just taking notes for you all, but this is feedback that maybe the form could use some tweaking. Anything else, Member Vincent?
That's just it. Just a reminder that I was a former programmer.
You were. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for that. Member Tingling Clemens, Member Lane, and then Member Kiasi. And then we'll try to determine if we're going to take this form as is, or if maybe we got to tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
Tingling Clemens. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of the comments that came through, but one thing I want to clarify, I don't think I heard Kamal say that you had to listen to 10 programs a day. That seemed that would be excessive. I think it was 10 programs during the course of a week, but I don't have a problem with cutting it back, particularly if we're going to get more than just the members of the program committee as it exists to review it. And I really think it would be helpful for the entire LSB to participate in offering this feedback, because we've all got different perspectives. We come from different places. We all come by our opinions honestly. And I think it'd be really helpful to have the breadth of the LSB participate in this exercise.
Okay. Again, I do appreciate all the process feedback. I think all of that can be done. All these processes can be done. 5, 10, all the LSB, you know, additional volunteers, who knows? We can kind of work this thing as we go. The point is, do we, and I think Member Vincent was more specific here so far, is the form as it is, do we have any concerns about it? If so, do we need to just refer this back to committee in order for them to apply any updates as they see fit? Or do they want us to go ahead and move forward with the form and vote on it as is? All right, so try and keep our process questions out.
I'm sorry.
And just talk about the form itself. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to add that I think that if we don't want to necessarily send the whole form back, if we had some kind of guidance over what's meant by those inexact terms like entertainment value, content. Okay. I mean, I think that those things would be useful, because then it would be clear what that. So we were using the same definitions, and that's really important.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Ambrose, I had you already. Kiasi, I had you. Let me go to Member Hewitt, and then I'll come back to the stack. Member Hewitt, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just posted this in the chat, but somebody raised a question about what's the difference between okay and fair, and that's a good point. And I think oftentimes the rating systems, when it's five things like that, it goes excellent, very good, good, fair, and poor, because it's easy to tell the difference between good and fair, and, you know, that's enough. Thanks.
Okay. Got it. Member Lane and Member Kiasi in that order. I think Member Vincent, is that a legacy hand? Yep. All right. Member Lane, go ahead, and then we'll have Member Kiasi close us out, and we'll get to a...
Okay. I think that the form can be improved.
Yeah.
I would also suggest adding the date of the program when you evaluate it. Second, I think there needs to be under item, I think there needs to be a slot for engineering. Sometimes there are glitches that happen in a program. Dead space, silent space, the wrong music played. You know, there are a whole lot of parts where engineering plays a role. And so if engineering has an impact on that show, and you might rate that show fair because of it, then that's not fair to the programmer. So you should have a slot for engineering and the date of the program.
All right. Thank you. And Member Kiasi, you have the last word. And what would you like to do? You've got quite a bit of feedback here, I think, on the form. Would you like to, well, go ahead with your comment, and then we'll make it a determination.
Yeah, I think that going back to the column, okay, yeah, there are better words to use, but the idea is that to put more text in there would make it hard to fit this form on one page. And so okay was basically neither good nor bad, or something like that, that's, you know, common in a lot of surveys. But the thing about someone said, excellent good, that good is the same as okay, and it's not. Excellent, you know, think of it as 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know, poor is like an F. Fair is really a term that is not, it's not, a, it's doesn't mean that it's okay. Fair is almost failing. But what we can do is have a key for the evaluator to look at to describe some, you know, the terms that might be confusing. The other thing is that there was a comment about the, we want to know when the program occurred and the date. It's already on there as line three.
No, that's the day and time of the program. My program would be, for example, 5 o'clock on a Monday. That's not the date of the program.
Yeah, right. Yes. So the additional date is what date did you do the feedback on? So the day and time of the program is X on this particular calendar.
Okay. Right. I think that goes back to having some kind of a description, you know, for the evaluator to say, you know, day and time of program includes the date. I think that was the intent. But I would urge everybody to vote for the form because we just have to move forward. And the program director has already looked at this and, you know, approved it from her standpoint. So, I mean, I think we're, you know, we can, it's kind of like the other issue about the, evaluating people. You know, we don't want to delay this thing much longer. I mean, you know, we need to move forward. And then as far as the process, I welcome everybody to come to our committee and help us with the process of getting it, you know, filled out. But I'm urging everyone to vote for it now. You know, we need to move forward.
All right. You've heard the motivation from Member Kiyasi, with regards to the form as presented. Do we have, shoot, I forgot. Did we actually do a motion on this already, Ellen?
No, it was discussion.
Okay.
We didn't do a motion yet.
Do we have a motion to accept the feedback form as presented by the
yes.
program committee?
Yes, I am. I'll make the motion to approve the form as it is.
Okay. And I have a second, I thought, from Member Hirsch. I thought we did this, right?
Yeah, I think we did it too. It's okay. Getting a little late, but we're doing the best we can.
All right. You've heard and we've talked about it already. Are there any objections to accepting the form as presented?
Actually, I do. I would like to say we accept it with some modifications. And we don't have to spell out what the modifications are. But we need to make the committee understand that, you know, the modifications we discussed here tonight need to be adjusted. Otherwise, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, you can't do it. I'm sorry, Member A.B. Brown. We can't do it like that because there's no, you're not telling the committee what it is you're concerned about. I mean, all the things we talked about,
cause there were a lot of them.
Right.
You know, so some that I didn't even mention. So okay. I just don't feel comfortable. I like the idea of the form, but I don't feel comfortable, you know, passing it as is. So if there's some language we can use that says we will accept it once it's modified, that's what I would suggest.
I don't find that to be productive. Member Hirsch, you have something to clear this up?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds kind of close to a motion to recommit. I think what we can do is pass this with the idea that this is going to be an evolving form. It's not like we're going to print, you know, 10,000 of these and be stuck with them. So we can tweak it as we move forward. And I think that we need to get it going and start testing it and seeing how it works and then improve it. And then all these are very good suggestions. And Mr. Chairman, I would like you to ask David if he could you know, make a few of these changes, these clarifications, with the understanding that we're approving the form as adjusted by these suggestions, if he can incorporate that. I know it's not the most elegant way of moving forward, but this has been going kind of hanging over us for about 3-4 months, and you know, we'd like to kind of get moving on it.
Let me ask you this before I go to the other hands. What would be the expectation for this body if the feedback form comes back and it looks nothing like what was discussed here tonight? I think we have to come to an agreement about what those changes might be. I know it's painstaking work here. I know the committee's put a lot of time into it. And I think this is one of the reasons why, folks, we need to at least have a little bit more participation in these committees. So when it comes to a full LSB like this, it's not brand new to everyone. I'll leave it to, you know, those on the committee that have worked on this, but I did hear quite a few, there could be some work here that could be done. That's all I'll say. Member Nyawi and Member Kiasi, and then we're going to we're going to call the roll because, we have an objection. So.
I agree with what Verna said. There are some very specific things that were brought up tonight that I think are very simple, things that can be changed. I think the committee should commit itself to making those changes and coming back with the changes to the next meeting. I think that should be a commitment so that we don't delay. I think that could be done, but I think it should undergo some changes, and very specific ones were mentioned that were good ones tonight. Very good solutions.
Really quickly, Member Hirsch, when's your meeting? When's your next meeting for the program committee?
Well, that's kind of up in the air. Mondays don't seem to work, so we have to check and see what's available.
Okay. Member Kiasi, go ahead, and then I'll ask the committee one more time if they're willing to adjust and come back, and if not, we'll call a roll. Go ahead, Member Kiasi.
The one thing that Mike said is, you know, we're going to use the form, but if we see that it needs to be modified as we use it, then we will, but not to stall approval of the form. I think we should just have an up and down vote. If okay. People don't like it, they can vote no.
Okay. Fair enough. Let me call a roll. We have a time certain.
Can I just say this?
Go ahead.
Is there any way, David, that you could adjust your motion to say that instead of passing it as is, pass it with modifications?
So that sounds like a friendly amendment.
I reject that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Ellen.
Okay.
Please, we're going to call the roll. The motion on the floor is to accept the program committee feedback form as presented here this evening.
Okay, Verna, yes or no?
No.
Michael Byfield. Michael Byfield is there. I'll come back. Michelle?
No.
Michael Byfield, is he there?
He's there. There he is. Go ahead, Mike. How are you voting?
Come back to me.
So you pass.
Let me think about it. Come back to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Okay. Violetta.
No.
Wanda.
No.
No.
Robert?
No.
Michael Hirsch?
I'm going to vote yes.
After school program. Julie? Online.
I'm going to pass.
Mental health challenge. As a coalition to empower our future, we're going to
Michael, please mute.
No.
Our mission keeps you David?
Yes.
Ambrose?
No.
Mariah?
No.
Junette, is she there?
I don't see her.
Did she come in at all?
Yes, she was here and then dropped.
Okay, and Latrice?
No.
Okay, I'm going back to the passes. Michael Byfield.
Yes.
And Julie.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
I vote yes.
Michael, can you? Okay. Julie, what did you say?
I said yes.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm sorry. Did you get Sue Goodwin? I missed that. I didn't hear Sue's vote.
Sue was no.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 yeses. And the no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 no's. So all right. It does not pass.
I'll abstain. I'm going to abstain.
Okay. He's abstaining?
Yep.
All right.
All right. So a little bit more work, I guess, for the committee on that forum. I think you've got some really good feedback. I'll be honest. You know, some of the ways in which, the forum can be tweaked slightly and, you know, could be an improvement to the document. And I think that's what we're all working towards is, you know, to get it, you know, close to something that's as, effective and efficient at doing what we want to do, which is provide excellent feedback for the program director. All right. We're at time certain here, 10:01, well, staff 10:02. Yes, somebody, yes.
Excuse me, Chair. Is there any way those suggestions could be passed on to the program committee?
Ellen's got some minutes. We had the recording, fine. So let's hope we have between those two resources, we'll be able to.
I wrote them down.
Excellent, okay. Excellent. We'll be able to provide the committee with some feedback. Member Kiyasi, is that a legacy hand or you have something else?
No, I was going to say that, yeah, I agree with what was just said. I think that if anybody has an issue with the form, send us your comments or show up at our next meeting. Because, you know, that's where we are. Had we had everybody there, we probably would have come up with, you know, a form that was more, you know, universally accepted by the LSB. But, you know, we've been kind of working with, you know, like a short staff, situation. So I encourage you to send your comments in, you know, probably within a week. Yeah. You know, maybe send them to me or to Mike and then we can take them to the committee meeting.
All right. That's a good plan. And, the last thing, some action items before we close out.
Mr. Chairman, just real quick, the next scheduled program committee meeting is the 23rd, so this coming Monday. So we'll go ahead with that, see if we can't get a quorum. But you know, we'll be hammering out this form and doing other spectacular things. So everybody show up.
All right. 23rd it is. Thank you.
And what time is it?
Let me double check to make sure I don't get it wrong. 7.
7 o'clock on the 23rd, you all. Program committee. All right. So some of the follow up, we're going to make sure that we have, anyone else has any ideas on some of the goals. I do like Member Yahweh making sure the foundational goals are in place and that we're all locked in on particular committees. And then we have, the governance committee meeting that we were told about this evening, which is tomorrow, for the Pacifica National Board. And then as, Member Hirsch has told us, we have on the 23rd, a meeting for the program committee. Anything else before we, oh, here's my last thing. And I thought this was a great idea. I was able to join the BAI, meeting the other day. I think it was last week. And one of their members, one of the volunteers, made an excellent suggestion, and I want to try and encourage all of us to do this. The board members are the public face of the LSB. It's the public face of the station a lot of times. I know, obviously, there's program director, general manager, but it might be helpful and it might be more encouraging for the folks who are out here to see us on camera. So if you're not calling in and you're actually on the Zoom, put your camera on. People like to see your face, know who their LSB member is. It might be a little more advantageous to us for folk to understand who we are and see us in the flesh, even though we can't be in person. So I'm going to make that suggestion going forward. If you're able to do it, you're not calling in, you've got a camera, let's try to be on camera as we address our public and the folks who are here for community comment. All right. All right. If that's it, one more hand. Go ahead, Member Avery Brown. Go ahead.
Yes, you had mentioned earlier that you were going to fill us in, update us on the GM search.
Yes. Sorry. Really quick. Yeah. So there are interviews happening. All right. There are candidates and there are interviews happening. I think, I don't know for sure, but they should have a decision on hiring somebody within the next 2 weeks. So I think they're going to be right up against it for when Miyuki is, I think she's scheduled to leave on the 1st. But there are currently interviews happening. So we'll wait and see, you know, what the fallout is from that. That's all I got.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anything else before we wrap? All right. Hearing none, we are adjourned. I will see you all back here in 30 days, April 15th, same time, same channel. Thank you all so much. Appreciate it.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Good night, everyone. Monday.
Good night, people.
All right.
Thank you. Chair. Thank you,
Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Good job, Chair. Good job.
All right. Take care.